to Wolfpack Stadium on Rose Ridge for a Mountain District battle between the Abingdon Falcons and the Ridgeview Wolfpack tonight on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you tonight. We were with you last night in Coburn at Carl McConnell Stadium for Eastside's victory over Thomas Walker, 28-18. Now tonight we're back in the Mountain District for Abingdon, who comes in tonight 4-3 on the year, 2-1 in the Mountain District. Ridgeview 7-1 on the season, 3-1 into Mountain District for the Wolfpack. Both teams, though, trying to stay in the district championship race tonight with a win. Loser most likely is out of that conversation, unless you're expecting Union to lose to John Battle in a couple of weeks. I don't think that's most likely going to happen. So a winner is the only one that's going to stay alive in that race. If Abingdon having a chance against Union next week, Ridgeview's one loss already in district play is to the Bears 2 weeks ago. Again, Jacob Townsend, of course, Sanchez here tonight. Welcome into the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show as we're here live from Rose Ridge. And Corey, we've seen both of these teams already this season. You've seen Ridgeview a few times already this year. Dwayne Stanley and the Wolfpack, they're looking for a big home win tonight, though, against the Falcons.
Yeah, we've seen them in dominating. I've seen them in dominating fashion two times, and then we saw them a couple weeks ago down there at Bullet Park and Big Stone Gap. And what we have learned is the Wolfpack can challenge anybody, and they're a strong squad here. And when you got the number 12 car leading your offensive trumpet there, you've always got a shot, and he's a heck of a DB as well, too, Jacob.
Yeah, you're talking about the junior quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn's got over 1,100 passing yards this season, over 300 yards rushing as well, 24 total TDs for O'Quinn for the 6'2", 200-pound junior for the Wolfpack, as he's been leading the way for the for Ridgeview all season long. But for Abingdon, Court, we saw him a couple weeks ago when they hosted Central, beat the Warriors 49-12 for Garrett Amberge's squad. They had the head-scratching loss to open up the season to John Battle, 26-21. They then got blown out by Christiansburg. They also have one other loss to Tennessee High across state lines against the Vikings. I mean, that's now a good loss. They're 6-3 now as Tennessee High after a win last night over Westridge in northeast Tennessee. Abingdon playing a lot better, though, recently. Winners of their last two coming off a bye week, and winners out of their last 4 out of 5.
Yeah, and, you know, the last time we saw him, right, they were raising the bar, Owen Barr, that is, as he ran through Central, a common theme of the year, but anybody against Central, and he had three touchdowns in that game, too.
Yeah.
And they had an offensive showcase out there. They kind of like their get-right game on homecoming, and hopefully we'll get to see him again, kind of showcase a little bit of speed. The one thing you do have a concern about, this defense is a little bit more stout than Central's,
sure,
and he is a smaller framed running back.
Owen Barr, the running back there for Abingdon, a big year for him so far this season for the juniors. He's got 654 yards and 8 total TDs. For the Falcons, they're led by the junior quarterback, Luke Honecker. He's just under 500 passing yards on the year, but he's got 10 total TDs for Garrett Amberge's squad for the junior. It's Abingdon and Ridgeview tonight from Clintwood here on 93.5 WAXM. We do need to thank our sponsors tonight. You're listening to the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show. Our sponsors this evening are Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, West End Pharmacy, JJ's Restaurant, Modern Hardware, and Farmers and Miners Bank. It is a rainy and dark night already here up on Rose Ridge for the Wolfpack and the Falcons. Many games moved to last night. That's why we were in Coburn 24 hours ago for the Thomas Walker Eastside game. Spartans won 28-18. When we come back, we will run you for the updated point standings in Region 1D and Region 2D. We'll also tell you about Region 3D, where Abingdon resides in that region as well, as we continue tonight on the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show, where it's Abingdon taking on Ridgeview tonight up at Wolfpack Stadium on Rose Ridge on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com, because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and separate non-bank
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Lucky stand up. As we continue on the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show, it is Abington and Ridgeview tonight from Wolfpack Stadium. As we take a look at the VHSL updated points after last night's victories, some games that happened last night, we should go ahead and tell you. Wycove defeated Chilhowee 28-17. Eastside beat Thomas Walker here on WAXM 28-18. Twin Springs knocked off Hancock County out of Tennessee 47-14. Holston lost on the road to Johnson County, Tennessee, 43-6. And the only team in Region 2D who was in action last night was Tazewell. They beat Giles in a blowout fashion in that final score. That was the Bulldogs winning, let me make sure I get that correct, 60-33. So an updated point standings in Region 2D. Union and Graham remain number one. Union now 25.3 points. Graham at 22.4. Ridgeview and Tazewell, after the win by the Bulldogs last night, are now tied in that third spot at 20.125. Gate City at number 5, Lehigh at 6, Virginia High is at 7 at 14.6. Marion, thanks to the win by Tazewell last night and the fact that Lebanon hasn't played Tazewell yet, they jump over the Pioneers to the number 8 spot by 0.03 of a point, as they have 14.2857, Lebanon 14.25. John Battles in the 10th spot at 14.1. Central and Richlands rounding out the bottom of that list there. Abington still number 6 in Region 3D. They're at 18.9. They're 8/10 a point ahead of Pulaski County, who plays Graham tonight. And then Cave Spring is in that final spot in the Region 3D playoffs at 17 points. Looks like Abington's in pretty good shape there to make the postseason for Garrett Amberger's squad. They'd love to move up, though. They're only behind Bassett, number 5, by 6/10 of a point right now for the Falcons, sitting there at 4-3. I'll also tell you, in Region 1D, Honeck remains number 1, and Rykov and Twin Springs, following their wins last night, remain 2-3. Patrick Henry still at number 4, Royal Retreat at 5, Grundy's at 6, Holston, even with the loss last night, remains at 7, but they're only 3/10 of a point ahead of number 8, which is now Eastside at 4-4 on the year at 15.1. Showhowie's 2/10 of a point behind them at number 9 at 14.9. Thomas Walker drops from 9 to 10. They're now at 14.1. And Hurley, really the last team with even a sliver of a chance of making the playoffs, they're in the number 11 spot at 13.6 points on the season. Corey, counting the night, 3 weeks left in the season. It's going to come down to the wire for those final spots in both Region 1D and 2D. I think you've got about four teams battling for two spots in 2D, Virginia High, Marion, Lebanon, and John Battle. And if you're Virginia High, you love your schedule, including tonight against Jenkins, Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Virginia High, they've got that. Wow, that's just amazing to me that you got two teams with a combined 4 wins down the pipe. And we got some of the GOATs coming up in here right now.
Is that Coach Nutter?
That is Coach Nutter. The Coach Nutter there. But, you know, it just amazes me here in this playoff system. We've had conversations with folks about how convoluted this process is, but that's how it is. And yeah, if you're Virginia High like this, you got to be looking at your chops, getting ready to go up against an 0-8 team in Jenkins.
As I've told you in recent years, you may not like it, but it's better than Tennessee, and I think it's better than Kentucky as well.
Right.
And you're sort of in that scenario where there's not a perfect solution to it. I think it's about as good as it's going to be right now, unless you want to maybe get smaller, and I'm not sure if that's going to be the total answer to it either. And thank you very much. That's actually a lot better. Or not. No, we're not going to do it. Okay, that's okay.
We liked it.
That's okay. It's all right. I'll cry in my pillow tonight. Captains tonight for Abingdon in the road white jerseys. They're in the all white. White helmets, white jerseys, white pants, navy blue Abingdon across the chest, blue numbers as well on the front and the back, the blue Falcon wings on the side of their helmets. They've got Lucas Brooks, the senior wide receiver, the senior left tackle, Sage Blevins. They got the senior center, Noah Gillum, along with the senior kicker, Tobias Reed. Captains for Ridgeview is the junior, Ryan O'Quinn, tonight, going up there as a captain for the Wolfpack. Along with him will be number 55, Waylon Perrigan, the senior left tackle. Also, number 58, Cooper Powers, the senior right guard. And number 17, Branson Honecker, the junior linebacker, wide receiver, running back, do-everything guy for the Wolfpack as their captains. They're in their home grays, a little bit lighter than charcoal, sort of a heather gray for Ridgeview, with their heather gray jerseys and pants, that sort of electric blue numbers and lettering on the front and the back, white outlines, that blue and white stripes on the shoulder pads as well, and on the side of the pants. They've got their black helmets with the Ridgeview logo in that electric blue on each side with the blue stripes. As the Wolfpack are making their way out to the tunnel here to the near side of the field, and a coin toss is about to take place as well. Not too bad of an officiating crew tonight, Corey.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know what would have been great for this game, though, Jacob? Promises kept or promises made? Burgers. I heard
burgers would have been nice.
Burgers
would have been nice.
You know, I might have to kick a chair later because of it, but here it is.
Burgers would have been nice. We got long memories over here, McCallum.
Yeah.
Coin flip is up in the air there in midfield as the White Hat tonight, Robbie Perry, taking care of the duties. No relation to anybody here in this booth, obviously.
I heard he's going to be a good grandfather one day.
I hope so. Abingdon wins the coin toss. They elect to defer. Ridgeview will get ball first. They'll be working left to right in your radio dial. As the Wolfpack will get ball first, open up this ball game as they're about to enter out of the inflatable Wolfpack tunnel to the near side, through their cheerleader tunnel with a couple of American flags and a couple of other flags out there for the Wolfpack making their way out onto the field. As they'll get the ball first to open up this game, as you've been listening to the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show, as we get set for the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff to kick off this game, as we get set for the Pizza King first quarter, Corey.
Ooh.
This is going to be a fun one tonight. We had this game here a couple years ago, and Abingdon steamrolled over Ridgeview. It's only one of two Abingdon wins in this series. It'll be game number 6 in this series tonight. Ridgeview controls the series 3-2. Ridgeview winning it last year, and it's been back and forth. Ridgeview won the first game. Abingdon won the second game. Ridgeview won the third. Abingdon won the fourth. Ridgeview won the fifth a year ago.
Yep.
If you believe in patterns, that likes the Falcons tonight. We'll see how it goes, though, for them. The all-time series, again, Ridgeview 3, Abingdon 2. The average margin of score is Ridgeview 24.8, Abingdon 20.8. The margin of victory for 4 points for the Wolfpack. And that offense, led by the junior quarterback Ryan O'Quinn, will get first dibs here in this first quarter. We'll see what we see out of Branson Honaker tonight. We saw him 2 weeks ago against Union, be injured there late in the fourth quarter. Didn't play on offense last week against John Battle. Did play on defense in the starting lineups we were given prior to the game. He was listed on defense, but not on offense. So we'll see if we do see number 17 at some point, though, on the offensive side of the ball.
Probably will see a little bit of number five, a lot more of number five, Jalen Deal, somebody that's kind of eased into working after they had the issue with their big back at the beginning of the
Gabe
season. Fourth consecutive year, he's ended his season with an injury, unfortunately.
Brutal.
Yep.
Abner will kick it away on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff for Real People Answer the Phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Tobias Reed will take care of the duties right to left in your radio dial with his right foot. Two Wolfpacker deep at their own five. That will be Hayden Baker and Dill. Dill to the far side, Baker to the near. It will go to Dill over at the six-yard line. Deal out to the 15 to the 20, and he's going to be brought down at the 23-yard line. And that's where Ridgeview will get started for the first drive of the game with 11:55 to play in the Pizza King first quarter.
And just like that, Owen Barr making a special teams tackle right there, Jacob.
He can do a little bit of everything. Ball will be on the far left hash for the Wolfpack and Ryan O'Quinn. As we'll see if this offense can get started rolling early. Certainly the weather playing into the factor of not a massive crowd tonight on either side, as certainly a lot of weather forecast. You haven't quite had the ton of rain that was sort of forecasted, but certainly still a chance of that throughout the night. O'Quinn will be in the shotgun. We'll have Dill standing to his right and maybe a yard behind him. Trips to the near side as well. He gives it off to Dill. Dill hitting the backfield and brought down by Hawkins. Alex Hawkins on the tackle as they'll bring him back to the 20-yard line. We'll wait for the official spot. It's going to be the 20. That's a loss of three, bringing up second and 13.
It just came right there like a heat-seeking missile. Did Hawkins, and just like a Hawkins you know, low to the ground and puts him down.
Okay. Not quite sure. I'm not sure I'm not quite familiar with that.
Yeah.
Second and 13 for Ridgeview at their own 20. Receivers to the near side will be number three. Luke Collins, also receiver to the far side, that's Baker. O'Quinn will look to pass. He's looking to the near side. He's going to now roll to his left. He's looking down the field. He's going to try to hit the edge. He's going to be pushed out as he crosses the line of scrimmage, trying to work his way back up to the line of, original line of scrimmage. He's not able to do so. He's knocked out at the 22. That's falling a gain of two, but it'll bring up third and 11.
Braden Self, the linebacker, on the pursuit for the Falcons.
Third and 11 for Ridgeview from their own 22. Ball in the far left hash. Clock down to 11:06 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter. Ridgeview getting ball first and on their first possession trying to find yardage right now. Let's sit back at the third and 11 at their own 22. Going to have trips to the near side. Going to have Collins along with Tristan Stevens and Logan Sutherland. O'Quinn takes a shotgun snap, waist high, looks down the far left side, looking for Baker, and it's nearly intercepted. Sully Perkins there in coverage, knocking that one away, and it'll bring up a 4th and 11 for the Wolfpack on the first possession of the game.
Sully with a play that would make Tom Hanks happy right there.
I see what you did.
Yeah.
So three plays, minus 1 yard there for the Wolfpack. Dill got stopped for a loss of three on first and 10. O'Quinn tried to work his way back up the field for a gain of two on third down, but going deep on third and 11, it falls incomplete. And O'Quinn drops the snap on the punt. It's back at the five. He's got pressure. He's rolling to the near side. He's going to try to throw it, and he will. So it'll be an incomplete pass, and they're now going to throw a flag for is going to be intentional grounding.
I don't know. It looked like he kind
of. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, and there was no eligible receiver in the area, I wouldn't think. He was outside the pocket, which is now a thing this year in high school football. The officials are talking it over. It was a 4th and 11 punt for Ridgeview, and the snap on a rainy night, they're going to wave it off. They're going to wave off the intentional grounding calls. It'll just be a turnover on downs as the incompletion there by O'Quinn will give it back over to the Falcons at the 22-yard line. And so Abingdon will get the ball at the Ridgeview 22. 10:53 to play in the Pizza King first quarter, and a disastrous start for the Wolfpack in what is a scoreless game for now, Corey.
Yeah. Two nights in a row we've seen breakdowns on special teams.
Uh-huh.
This time it was on the punt team. Last time it was on the receiving team, as we saw Thomas Walker fake that punt.
So ball will be on the far right hash, working right to left in your radio off of Luke Honaker and Abedin. They'll hand off to Owen Barr out of the backfield to the far right side of the 20 to the 15. Stiff arms defenders down to the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Owen Barr makes his way down the far right sideline for the Food City touchdown on the first offensive play of the game of the night for Abedin. They take an early 6-0 lead following the 22-yard Food City touchdown run for Owen Barr. Value every day, and Abedin leads it 6-0 with 10:46 to play in the Pizza King first quarter.
Just like that, one play instant offense for Owen Barr.
That is his 9th TD of the season for the junior running back. The extra point by Reed to try to stretch the lead to 7. It's a high snap. They're going to have to go with it. It's going to be number 9 running with it on the far side. He's going to have to toss in the dirt. There's a high snap. He decided not to try to get it down to see if Reed can get the kick up. He decided just to run there on the fake and not able to get anything with it. As Max Ferguson, the junior running back, not able to get anything there on the extra point on the high snap. So the lead remains at 6 for Abingdon. It's Abingdon 6. Ridgeview nothing. 10:46 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
An issue for both sides early on a punt by Ridgeview in their first possession. It was a high snap that O'Quinn wasn't able to bring down, and he ends up throwing an incomplete pass to give the ball to Abbott at their Wolfpack 22-yard line. They score a touchdown on the next play, but an extra point on the high snap turns into a missed extra point by the Falcons. The lead remains 6-0 for the Falcons over the Wolfpack with 10:46 to play in the first quarter. Reed will kick it away to the far side. It's going to be caught there by Dill. No, he's going to let it go into the end zone. Good kick there by Tobias Reed as it goes through the end zone for the touchback, and Ridgeview will get the ball at the 20-yard line to open up their second drive of the game. So four plays, I beg your pardon, minus 1 yard, 102 off the clock on the last drive there for the Wolfpack. O'Quinn, 0-for-2. He did have a rush for 2 yards. Jalen Dill, 1 rush for minus 3. O'Quinn will be in a shotgun here on 1st and 10, the ball in the middle of the field. He'll have Dill standing to his right. Lone receiver to the near side will be Baker. 2 receivers to the far side, Sutherland and Collins. Hand off to Dill on 1st and 10. Bounces off the defenders in the back foot of the 25, up to the 29-yard line, where he's brought down from behind by Luke Honaker, following a gain of 9. That will bring up 2nd and 1.
Luke Honaker just really getting that tackle by the benefit of the slick ground and kind of slide, but really a sliding tackle right there.
O'Quinn getting the call in from the sideline on 2nd and 1 now for the Wolfpack at their own 29-yard line. A ball about 2 yards inside the near right hash. They'll have 2 receivers to the near side, Stevens and Baker. To the far side, it will be Collins. Dill, the right tailback. O'Quinn takes a chest high snap, hands off the Dill, and he's hit the backfield. And he is brought down to the 25-yard line. He's absolutely swallowed up there by Sage Blevins, the senior defensive lineman, who's got his 12th tackle for a loss this season. And he's brought down to the 26 for a loss of 3. He'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Yeah, he just came out. He just came up there hard and humming right there, Jacob. Good night in the daytime.
So 3 rushes for Dill now. 3 yards. He has 2 rushes for minus 3 each, but he has the 1 rush for 9. He has 3 positive yards on the night, but it's a 3rd and 4 for Ridgeview here with 9:25 to play in the first quarter, trailing by 6 at their own 26, and Ridgeview's going to have to burn a timeout here before the 3rd and 4. Dwayne Stan will burn his first timeout of the game with 9:23 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's Abedin 6, Ridgeview nothing, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Find you every day, Food City.
9:23 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Abingdon is the early lead of a Ridgeview, 6-0 right now, but the Wolfpack have a 3rd and 4 from their own 26. When we get back to action following the timeout there by Dwayne Stanley and the Wolfpack. Corey, this offense is trying to find anything right now.
Yeah, trying to get something going here after you had the bad first drive there and 3 and out, and then disaster strikes when you could have flipped the field. Trying to get something here, especially on this big 3rd.
They've got 5 plays for 5 yards so far. O'Quinn on 3rd and 4, and it's going to be a false start. He got a shotgun snap that was chest high, but the offensive lineman moved a little bit quick there, and it'll back him up to a 3rd and 9 to the 21. They had lone receiver to the near side. It was going to be Luke Collins. They had Stevens, Baker, and I believe it was going to be Sutherland to the far side of the field of trips. Now as the ball gets back to the 21, it makes it a 3rd and 9 for the Wolfpack, needing a 30 for a first down. O'Quinn will be in a shotgun. Dill will stand to his right. They'll remain having trips to the far side. Inside out, Stevens, Sutherland, and Baker. Collins to the near side. Chest high snap and pressure immediately,
goodness.
And O'Quinn is swallowed up by Alex Hawkins once again.
Woo.
With the sack. Nobody touched number 10,
nice.
And he touched all over O'Quinn in the backfield, bringing him down at the 14-yard line for a loss of 7, and it'll bring up a 4th and 16.
Oh, my goodness. Just baptize him in the infernal fire here and now. You got to get this punt off cleanly to kind of give yourself a little bit of breathing room defensively, Jay.
O'Quinn couldn't handle the snap last time. They'll have one man deep around the 50 on the return. This one's a better snap and a better catch there by O'Quinn, but he had pressure. He's able to get the punt off to the near side just across the 40, but Abingdon will have possession in Ridgeview territory once again as they'll start off at the Ridgeview 44-yard line with 8:42 to play in this Pizza King first quarter and already leading 6-0.
And this game has just been played. We have yet to play a down in Abingdon territory.
Either side.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And we've got, 8:42 to go.
So,
we were already in the second quarter last night, Jack.
Yeah. Ridgeview has ran 6 plays, minus 2 yards.
Uh-oh, here's that.
Honecker under center. They've got the 3 guys as wingbacks to the far side. Hawkins, Doss, and Woods. It's a handoff to Barr on 1st and 10. He's able to work his way across the 40, down inside the 35, all the way down to the 34. They're going to say just short of it, though. They're going to say about a half yard short. We'll call it a gain of 9. It'll bring up 2nd and 1 for the Falcons.
Number 33, Allen Mullins, and Chance Fuller on the stop number 15 for the Pack.
Ball in the middle of the field here. Honecker under center once again. Brooks the lone receiver on the near side. Barr the tailback. They will still have Doss and Perkins lined up, Hawkins to the far side. Barks the handoff again to the right side of the 30, down to the 25, works his way down to the 20, but 2 flags are out. It was a 2nd and 1 of the 35. He's able to work his way down to the 20 for a gain of 15. But this one may be coming back because there's a flag sitting back at the line of scrimmage at the 35, and there's also one sitting at the 31-yard line. Clock sits at the moment with 7:59 to play here in this first quarter, and it is holding on the Falcons.
I'm going to go back. The back just looks like he threw that Justin Gillenwater. And let's see.
That will back up Abingdon to somewhere around the 45. It'll make what was a 2nd and 1 about a 2nd and 11. And that is what the case will be. 2nd and 11 for Abingdon at the Ridgeview 45 now. They lead it 6-0. They had a big gainer there for Barr again. He's gotten the ball in the first three carries. He had gotten another 14 yards there, Corey, but right now he's just at 2 plays for 31 yards and a touchdown. That's all. Lone receiver to the far side will be Lucas Brooks. Honecker under center, Barr the tailback. They remain having Woods as a tight end of the near left side with Doss and Hawkins lined up right behind him. Honecker was trying to head off the bar. Looks like some miscommunication. He takes himself across the 40 and down to the 39-yard line, maybe the 38. That's a gain of 7. That will bring up now a 3rd and 4.
Ranson Honecker on the tackle. First time we hear his name.
Today, Honecker able to tackle Honecker. Ball just inside that far right hash. Honecker under center here on 3rd and 4, needing the 34. Already leading 6-0. They get the hand off the bar again off the right edge. He's hit the line of scrimmage, able to break free to the 35 or the 30. Works his way down across the 25 and all the way down to the Ridgeview 23 or 24-yard line. 24 is going to be the spot. That's a gain of 14 and enough for a Pepsi first down for Abingdon. They lead it 6-0. They're 7 minutes exactly from playing the Pizza King first quarter, and they're driving once again on the Wolfpack thanks to the legs of Owen Barr.
Yep, it's been the Owen Barr show. Like we said, he's raising it right now. Now, O'Quinn on the prevention tackle.
1st and 10 for Honecker. Under center. Handoff. They're going to go now Ty Thompson, who's in for Barr. He's off the right edge to the 20, working his way down towards the 16-yard line. But you said there was a flag, Corey? Okay.
I thought there was a hold, though.
But
on
no
that.
Call was
no,
made. Okay.
Yeah, no harm, no foul right there.
We'll mark that down for Sunday dinner. That's down the field for a gain of 8. It'll bring up 2nd and 2 as Thompson gets his first carry of the game.
Watch it, killer.
Ty Thompson, the guy who Garrett Amberger brought up in my conversation with him earlier this week on Pigskin Picks, as he liked the way he's played this year. Barr, who was lined for the left side of the line here, gets the carry from the right side of the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Owen Barr does it again for a second time in this first half of the first quarter, this time from 16 yards out for the Food City touchdown. He's got touchdown number 10 on the season for him, and Abingdon quickly leads this one 12-0 over Ridgeview with 6:05 to play in the Pizza King first quarter.
Had big Barr energy so far for the Falcons, Jacob. Just kind of like what we saw a couple weeks ago, just knifing through the defense.
4 carries. 61 yards, 2 touchdowns for Owen Barr so far the night already. The extra point by Tobias Reed. It was a high snap again. Ferguson double gets this one down, though. The kick is up and good for Reed. The lead is now Abingdon 13, Ridgeview nothing. 6:05 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
It's 5 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. It is Abingdon 13, Ridgeview nothing already, Corey. Ridgeview, 6 plays on offense, minus 2 yards. 6 plays for Abingdon so far. They've got 66 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Good number for you. And like we said, there has not been a play in Abingdon territory yet.
Not what you want to see right now for the Wolfpack. That's both on offense and defense. Both times Abingdon's gotten the ball in Ridgeview territory. First at the 22-yard line, second time at the 44. They both result in touchdown drives. The Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff from Tobias Reed coming up here. That's where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Dill and Baker are deep for the Wolfpack around their own 5-yard line. Reed with the right foot kick. This one's a shorter kick and sort of a pooch to the far left side. Bounce at the 20. Bounce at the deal at the 16. He got it to the 20 on the far side. Turn over his way up the field. And he's brought down for 23. Following a 7-yard return. 6 minutes exactly to play here in the Pizza King first quarter. Ridgeview trails by 13, and their junior quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn, is going to try to find something here on the offensive side for the Wolfpack.
Hey, got to get something going here. You had little success with that running game early. Maybe you got to focus on that here coming into this
third drive of the first 6 minutes.
Great day.
O'Quinn in the shotgun, ball in the far left hash. They're going to work left to right in your radio dial in their home Heather Gray jerseys. Baker, the lone receiver, the near side. He's the handoff to Dill, the right tailback off the left edge to the 25, out to the near the 30. They're going to mark him out, though, at the 29, following a gain of 6. Will bring up 2nd and 4.
That was number 25, Gage King, the junior safety, on the force out.
Fourth carry for Dill. He's got 9 yards. We'll take a look at the Funk drilling stats. Ball's on the far left hash at their own 29-yard line for Ridgeview, looking for the first Pepsi first down of the game. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Baker remains the near receiver. Trips to the far side, Stevens, Sutherland, and Collins. O'Quinn takes a chest-high snap, takes the hand off the Dill. He's going to keep it himself at the left edge. He's going to be hitting the backfield, though, and brought down back behind the line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line for a loss of 1. It'll bring up 3rd and 5.
Looks like that was number 54. And that was Lucas Drickett there. Gets on the score sheet for the first time tonight.
5.5 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. It's Abingdon 13, Ridgeview nothing. 3rd and 5 for the Wolfpack at their own 28-yard line.
I think I'm going to tell you something here, buddy. Yeah, on this third down.
Okay.
Binoculars matter.
I see you. O'Quinn's in the shotgun. Dill stands behind him to his left. Two receivers to each side. He's going to fake a hand off the Dill. Roll to his right. He's going to look to pass. And sliding in for the catch but falling incomplete is going to be Hayden Baker at about the 33-yard line near that first down marker. But it falls incomplete. O'Quinn now 0-for-3 on the night. And the punt team comes out once again for Ridgeview.
You need to want it.
I heard that.
Yep.
4th and 5 for Ridgeview. 5:02 to play in the Pizza King first quarter.
That's the motivation I need in my life.
They now ran 9 plays for 4 yards.
I'm going to tell my wife, like I said, I need you just to tell me that every morning before we leave.
Or any other family member.
There you go.
O'Quinn's in
the
shotgun. Get the punt returner for Abingdon, standing at his own 35. That's Barr. O'Quinn with the punt. And it's going to be a short one. He got high up in the air. He's going to take a Ridgeview bounce into Abingdon territory.
Finally.
Across the 50 and rolls inside the Abingdon 45 and down at the Falcon 43-yard line by Dalton Mullins, the senior. So for the first time tonight, Abingdon will start a drive inside their own territory at their own 43-yard line. 4:50 to play in this Pizza King first quarter, but leading it already 13-0 over Ridgeview.
God, that's amazing. 4:50 to go in the first quarter, and there's finally
a play
happening in Abingdon territory.
And it'll be Honecker under center on the near left hash, bar the tailback, and he gets the carry on first and 10. He's hit the backfield behind the 40-yard line and brought down for a 5-yard loss. They're going to mark it down for 39. It's called a 4-yard loss. They'll bring up 2nd and 14, and the Wolfpack defense, for the first time tonight, cause a loss of yardage on a play for the Falcons.
Hey, and there he is, Branson Honecker. With the big tackle for a loss there.
Loss of 4. 2nd and 14, back at the 39. Ball in the middle of the field. The Ridgeview fans starting to get into it here a little bit on the near side. Honecker under center. Brooks the lone receiver to the far side. Barr the tailback. It's going to be a hand up there to Hawkins, who was lined up as a left wing back to the near side. He's going to find his way across the line of scrimmage, across the 40, up to the 42 for a gain of 3, but it'll bring up 3rd and 11.
Honecker and Mullins on the stop right there.
First carry of the night for Alex Hawkins, the junior running back. Clock goes inside 4 minutes to play in the Pizza King first quarter. 3rd and 11 for Abingdon from their own 42-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field, just inside that soccer circle at midfield there for the Wolfpack here. Wolfpack's in the stretch from 40 to 40. Honecker in the shotgun for the first time tonight. Barr stands to his left. He looks to pass, and it's nearly intercepted. He was looking for a screen pass to Barr, and it hit the sternum of a Wolfpack defender that nearly had an interception. That was number 59, Austin Rose, the sophomore defensive end that had to hit him right in the belly button but not able to haul it in. It falls incomplete, and it'll bring up 4th and 14. And for the first time tonight, the Falcons are going to have to punt.
Yeah, and this is what you need if you're the Pack. You got that. I think that press. The press box was shaking there, and I kind of felt the shock. So, hey, that gets your crowd energized, man.
High snap again on the punt. This will be Honecker. It's going to be a shank to the near left side, and now it'll be Ridgeview starting off in Abingdon territories. That one goes out at the Falcon 45-yard line. That's a 3-yard punt by Luke Honecker.
Jacob, that looked like me the last time I went and had a 5-team parlay. Everything was going right, and then it just shanked off that last team.
I've seen that.
I have.
Abbott in 45-yard line for Ridgeville starts this drive with 3:29 to play in the Pizza King first quarter, as the Ridgeview defense able to help out their offense here for the first time right there in Falcon territory. First and 10, it's the Falcon 45. Two receivers to the far side. Baker out that way, along with Collins. O'Quinn of the shotgun, hand off the deal, and he's hitting the backfield. He's going to be brought down for a loss once again, this time at the 48, maybe the 47. We'll wait for the official spots, either a loss of two or a loss of three, but it's going to bring up a second and plus yardage. We're waiting for the official spot. It will be the 48. It's a loss of three. It's going to be a second and 13.
And looks like that is going to be... That's 52, State Blevins, and then you also had number 40 in there as well on the stop for Abingdon.
Fifth carry of the night for Deal. Third time he's been brought down for a loss of three. O'Quinn on the shotgun on second and 13. Everybody bunched in. Screen pass up the far left side. He was looking for Baker, but it was a forward pass off the hands of him, and it falls incomplete. And O'Quinn now tonight 0 for 4 here in the first quarter. With 2:45 left in this Pizza King first quarter, he's 0 for 4, and it's now a second and 13 for the Wolfpack at the Abbott and 48-yard line. Third down and 13, if I didn't say that right. I may have said that incorrectly.
Okay, okay. I saw pencils have erasers.
Thank you. I don't like pencils, though. You know that.
That pens have erasers, too.
Some of them, not mine. Ball at the midfield R here at Wolfpack Stadium. On the third and 13 at the Abbott and 48, Wolfpack working left to right in your radio dial. O'Quinn of the shotgun, two receivers to each side. He's got Collins and Sutherland to his right. That's where he's looking, but he's got pressure from the left side. He rolls to his right. He's going to fire deep down the sideline looking for Mullen. Dalton Mullen's the receiver down that way, but it's over his head and the near defender, which was Gabe King, the junior defensive back. It falls incomplete inside the 10-yard line. And once again, the Wolfpack are going to have to punt after getting great field position in Abingdon territory following the shanked punt by Luke Honaker. They lose 3 yards. It's 4th and 13, and they'll punt once again to the Falcons.
And they're flying that pressure, man. That's that pipe bursting pressure right there, and another punt. A good third down stop for Abingdon.
2:37 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. O'Quinn will punt it away. Barr stands just outside his own 10. This one's a better punt. Line drive, they're going to bounce around the 20s. Going to take a Ridgeview bounce, though, out of bounds. And with 2:29 left in the Pizza King first quarter, Abingdon will start off this drive at their own 20-yard line. With 2:29 left in the quarter, leading it still 13-0 over Ridgeview. Defense helping out the Falcons there because their offense certainly didn't.
Yep, and, you know, we're going to see how this kind of works out in Ridgeview's favor. You know, they got it, the worst field position they've been in. They had a good stop.
Yep.
And now you got it again here if you're having it kind of backed up against the wall, pray tell.
That was a three-play drive that amounted to minus 3 yards. It's exactly 1 minute off the clock there for Ridgeview. Now Abingdon has the ball at their own 20, ball in the near left hash, working right to left in your radio dial. Honaker under center. They're going to have Ty Thompson as the tailback now for the Falcons. He's going to get the handoff on first and 10 off the right side, trying to work his way up the far right hash across the 25, knocked down from the side at the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 8, bringing up second and 2.
Fuller on the tackle.
Second carry for Thompson. He's got 16 yards. We take a look at the Funk drilling stats as they're now up to the 28-yard line. Ball remains in the middle of the field here for the Falcons. They lead it 13-0, but that last play was only their 10th play of this first quarter. Honaker under center. Thompson remains the tailback. Brooks the near receiver. He's going to look to pass. Honaker looking down the field. He's got Owen Barr at the 45. He's wide open. He's to the 50, to the 45, 40 on Ridgeview side of the field, and up in it from the near side by Hayden Baker near the Ridgeview 35-yard line. They're going to mark him down right there at the 35. We'll wait to see what the official spot is. We're going to see maybe the 34. It'll be the 34-yard line. That's enough for a gain of, let's see there, Corey, let's do some math, 22 plus 16. Let's call it 38 yards. And a big gainer there on the Pepsi first down for the Falcons.
Yeah, got a little thirsty there after that. Moving at that last drive, had that big play. But good job by Hayden Baker to stop Owen Barr, because he has been virtually unstoppable here in this first quarter.
That time receiving, he was lined up to the near left side of the line, but he's back at tailback here on this play on first and 10 for the Falcons, leading 13-0. He gets the handoff here to the 30, up the middle of the field of the 25, trying to break through a tackle, but brought down at the 21-yard line. Falling a gain of 13. That's another Pepsi first down for the Falcons. First and 10 at the Ridgeview 21-yard line. Clock stops momentarily with 1:12 left here in this Pizza King first quarter. Abilene leading at 13-0, but trying to add to it on the Wolfpack on the road.
Yeah, they got this defense on its heels.
Fourth play of this drive that's already amounted to 59 yards for the Falcons. First and 10 at the Ridgeview 21. Barr the tailback. Honecker under center and gets the hand off to Barr. Barr at the left side of the line works his way down to the 17, but the ball is out. The ball rolls inside the 15. It's recovered by Ryan O'Quinn at the 14-yard line. Owen Barr was ready to blow this game open to a three-possession lead for the Falcons. But the ball poked away from him on his seventh carry of the night. And Ryan O'Quinn, the quarterback and defensive back for Ridgeview, recovers inside his own 15. And the Wolfpack get the ball back at their own 14-yard line with 45.7 seconds to play in the Pizza King first quarter, trailing 13-0, but a big stop there for the Wolfpack defense. Fumble there by Owen Barr.
Yep, that tackle with four fumbles by number 15, Chance Fuller. And then, like you said, Jacob, the recovery by O'Quinn.
Dill gets the handoff here on the near side on first and 10 from their own 14. He gets his way up to the 17-yard line. That's a gain of three. He'll bring up second and seven. Clock continues to tick inside 30 seconds to play in this Pizza King first quarter with Ridgeview trailing by 13. We'll see if they're going to run another play here in this first quarter. That's been disastrous for the Wolfpack. There's about a 10-second difference or so on the play clock in the game clock. The play clock's turned off anyways, and they will not run another play. And that's how the Pizza King first quarter will come to a close. Abilene controls it, but they leave some meat on the bone as they have a turnover inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone on their last possession of the first quarter. But they still lead it over Ridgeview, 13-0. Wolfpack has the ball when we return on 93.5 WAXL.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th. So don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
After one on Rose Ridge, it's Abilene 13, Ridgeview nothing. Falcons control the school board, and they control the stats as well, Corey. In the first quarter alone, Ridgeview had 3 yards of total offense.
Whew.
They have a second and seven at their own 17 when we get back to action. That was following a caused fumble of Owen Barr, who had a big first quarter outside that one mistake. He had 74 yards rushing on seven carries. He also had a catch of 38 yards as well, but the fumble takes away a scoring opportunity for the Falcons there late in the quarter. As we open up now, the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter, Jalen Dill gets a handoff on second and seven. He works his way up across the 20 to the 24-yard line near that first down marker at the 25. I think they're going to say he's going to be just short, though, and it'll be third and inches there for the Falcons.
It's Sully Perkins on the tackle.
And they are going to give him the first down, actually. Now, that's a Pepsi first down. We waited patiently there. They do give him the gain of 7 to the 24-yard line, 25-yard line. And that is now where the Falcons have their first Pepsi first down. Excuse me, the Wolfpack have their first Pepsi first down of the night at their own 25. 11-20 to play in the first half. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Dill stands to his left. He gets the handoff once again here on first and 10. He's able to work his way across the 25, but brought down immediately. But he's able to fall forward to the 28. That's enough for a gain of three. He'll bring up second and seven.
And it's Ron Lee. I don't know how you say that. Ron Lee on the side wearing number 40. Been a part of a couple of tackles, a tackle for loss on that last drive.
I believe he had a defensive touchdown when we saw him against Central.
He did. He sure did.
Second and seven at their own 28. Abilene 13, Ridgeview nothing. Wolfpack trying to drive. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Trips to the far side. Two receivers to the far side there for the Wolfpack. O'Quinn's going to hand off to Dill once again off the right edge of the 30. Out across the 35 on the far right hash. He's able to work his way up to the 36-yard line for a gain of eight. And another Pepsi first down for Ridgeview as they still trail by 13, but they're finally able to move the ball right now in this Falcon defense. First and 10 Wolfpack at their own 36.
Bailey Blevins, the inside linebacker, on the tackle for the Falcons.
First and 10 here for They're going to give him the 37. So let's call that last gain a gain of 9 there for Dill. Let's not cut him anything. Ball first and 10 at the Ridgeview 37-yard line. 10-10 to play here in the first half. Abden leads it by 13. Hand off the Dill once again. Fifth straight time. He's able to fight his way up across the 40, getting a shove all the way up to the 43-yard line for a gain of 6. He'll bring up 2nd and 4. He's now got 10 carries here in the first half. He only had 3 yards rushing in there in the first quarter. Now able to spread out here on this drive alone, he's got 28 yards.
Got to get them legs. Got to get them wheels loose a little bit.
9:40 to play here in the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. Abden leads at 13-0, but Ridgeview now is a 2nd and 4 from their own 43. Ball in the far right hash. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Dill's gotten the carry on the 5 straight plays. Do they make it 6? No. O'Quinn will keep it himself here to the near left side. He's hit the line of scrimmage, able to push his way forward of his back, pointing forward to the 45-yard line for a gain of 2. He'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Ron Lee again on that stop preventing conversion of 6. If he doesn't obstruct in that way, I think it's going to be a 1st down for Ridgeview.
Now you're going to be a 3rd and 2 here for the Wolfpack now at their own 45 as O'Quinn was trying to fight his way forward for that 1st down, but as you said, that Corey Lee able to bring him down, and O'Quinn now in this Wolfpack defense going to try to get a 3rd Pepsi 1st down of this drive. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Dill stands to his left, fakes the handoff to him. O'Quinn will keep it. He steps out of a foot tackle, but no. Luke Hanemaker grabs him by the cleat laces and brings him down to the 46 for only a 1 yard gain. He'll bring up 4th and 1 for the Wolfpack.
And then you've got a Falcon on the turf right now.
Yeah, away from the ball, falling down with the injury is a defender there for Abingdon with 8:34 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. Abingdon staff and trainers will enter the field to check on their injured player. It'll be a 4th and 1 for Ridgeview at their own 46 when we return. They trail Abingdon 13-0. Decision time for Dwayne Stanley and Ridgeview when we come back on 93.5 WAXL.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. AirServe. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
34 to play here in the first half. Abingdon leads at 13-0 over Ridgeview. An injured Falcon, which was Alex Hawkins, the junior linebacker, being helped off the field from the near side of the far side right now for the Falcons. He has to exit the game prior to a 4th and 1 here for Ridgeview from their own 46. They're finally getting some movement on offense here, Corey. They're just shy of midfield in their own territory, but this has to be 4 down territory.
Yeah, yeah, oh, no doubt about it. To quote a wise sage there, you got to go here. I think you can have this could be a momentum shifter right here in either direction.
Two receivers to the far side, Baker and Collins. O'Quinn on the shotgun. He's got Dill standing to his left. Scanlon the tight end to the left side of the line as well. O'Quinn will now get under center on 4th and 1. And he's going to try to sneak it, get the shove from Scanlon. He's got to fall forward all the way up near midfield. They'll mark him down at the 50. That's a gain of 4. That's a Pepsi 1st down to midfield. 1st and 10, Wolfpack.
I guess they've been bringing some of this stuff. They've been watching too much of the Eagles. That's called the pack push right there. Ah, on their 1st down. I see it, boys.
Ball in the near left hash at midfield. 8:15 to play here in the first half. O'Quinn and the Wolfpack trail by 13, but they have a 1st and 10 at midfield. O'Quinn in the shotgun. Dill stands to his behind about a yard, maybe 2 behind him. 2 receivers to the near side, Baker and Collins. It's a handoff to Dill across the midfield line as he works his way up the gut down to the 46-yard line. Jalen Dill, the sophomore running back, able to fight for 4 yards down to the Abingdon 46. He'll bring up 2nd and 6, and Garrett Amberger wants to talk to his defense. That coaching staff is displeased, to say the least, right now with how their defense is playing on this drive. 7:52 to play in the first half. It's Abingdon 13, Ridgeview nothing. 2nd and 6 for the Wolfpack at the Abingdon 46. When we return on 93.5 WAXL.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more, arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Two left in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Second and six for Ridgeview as they trail Abingdon 13-0 at the Abingdon 46-yard line. Handoff, and Dooney drops it. It's on the turf, but Ridgeview falls on it back at the 47-yard line for a loss of one. It'll bring up third and seven. Falling on it was Coulter Scanlon. It was a handoff to the sophomore running back Jalen Hill, who's only gotten about seven of the last nine plays called on his number, but he drops that one. It'll bring it now third and seven for Ridgeview at the 47. Boy, that could have stunted the drive there quickly.
Yeah. That could have stunned it. It could have ended it altogether. Timeout did something.
This will be the 11th play of this drive for Ridgeview. Third and seven at the Abingdon 47. Ball in the near left hash. Baker and Collins, the receivers, to the far side. Scanlon, the right tight end. Dill, the left tailback. O'Quinn in the shotgun. Chest high snap. Fakes the hand off the Dill. Rolls to his right. Sidearm pass. It's nearly intercepted by Luke Honaker. It was, though, deflected up in the air, and Coulter Scanlon still had a chance at it, but it falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth and eight. And, yes, here comes up the Ridgeview punt team once again. And now Ryan O'Quinn on the ninth, 0 for 6. 7:04 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. The lead remains 13 for the Falcons, 13-0. Their defense had a scare, Corey, but nothing more. O'Quinn will punt it away from his own 40. Barr stands just inside his own 10 for Abingdon. It's a high snap, and it's off. O'Quinn stands again. It's back at the 37. He's going to be brought down back behind the 35 at the 32-yard line, and the punt and special teams team for Ridgeview has another mistake that's going to give Abingdon another time of great field position, this time in the second quarter and inside the Wolfpack's 35.
Is that Ron Lee again, Jacob, on that tackle? I think it was, number 40, leading the way for the Falcons.
We'll wait for the official spot. They're losing and giving forward progress at the 35-yard line, where Abingdon will get the ball at here at the Ridgeview 35 with 6:57 to play here in this second quarter. That means that was a loss of 18 on that play. So first and 10 for Honaker and Abingdon. Luke Honaker, the quarterback under center. He fakes the hand off the top, so maybe a miscommunication. He's going to run it himself there across the 35, down to the 33. That's for a gain of two. It'll bring up second. I think we've seen that a couple times tonight. Whether that's a scheduled sort of make it look like a miscommunication, try to fool the defense or not, Honaker's still only able to get 2 yards.
It doesn't matter what happened on that play. It was Honaker stopping Honaker on that play.
Branson tackling.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you right there on the number. Ball inside the near right hash at the 33-yard line. Second and eight for Abingdon. They lead it 13-0. 6:25 to play in the first half. That trio of Falcons, Barr, Doss, and Woods, move from the right to the left side of the line. Thompson, the tailback, gets the carry to the 30, works his way down towards the 25 and inside the 25 to the 24-yard line for a gain of 9. And that's enough for a Pepsi first down for the Falcons. That's Thompson's third carry of this first half. He's got 25 yards, as we look at the Funk drilling stats.
Drill to the point there.
6:05 to play here in the second quarter, sponsored by MECC Foundation. Abingdon leads it 13-0, but they're trying to add to it. First and 10 at the Ridgeview 24. Honaker under center. Handoff. Thompson to the 20. Thompson to the 15. Flag is thrown as he works his way down towards the 10-yard line. That's where he's brought down at. It would be a gain of 14. It would be a first down. But I think a flag will be bringing you back, and it is. The yellow flag is sitting at about the 22-yard line, so we'll wait to see what the spot will be on what will be now first and long for the Falcons.
Well,
And we'll back up the Falcons to around the 34-yard line. Should be. Let's see what the spot will be. Officially the 32-yard line. That means it's a first and 18 now for Abingdon. 5:45 to play here in this first half. So with the injury to Hawkins, Barr's moved from being a tailback to one of those other running backs in the backfield where he's joining that trio of now of him, Doss, and Woods that move from each side of the line to the other before each play. Honecker fakes the hand up to Thompson. He was looking for Barr across the middle. They were tightly contested in that middle of the field, though, with three Wolfpack defenders and the umpire. And Barr's not able to jump up and grab it. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up second and 18 as Luke Honecker is now 1-for-3 on the evening passing.
You want to give Larry Gillenwater a defense on that?
He maybe had a case. Barr leaped up for it and looked over and saw a hat right there in front of him. It wasn't a helmet. 5:25 to play here in this MECC Foundation second quarter. Abingdon leads it 13-0. And they have a second and 18 now at the Ridgeview 32. Brooks will be the lone receiver on the near side. They're going to go in shotgun now. Barr and Sheffield, they're two receivers on the far side. Honecker's going to keep it, trying to hit the edge of the near side. He's hitting the back foot and brought down by Coulter Scanlon. Back at the 37-yard line for a loss of 5. So a second and 18 is now a third and 23.
Coulter Scanlon getting on there. For a tackle for loss, call it a sack. Two on the quarterback.
Third and 23 for Honecker. Clock goes inside 5 minutes to play here in the half. We should remind you, this is a contractual obligation. Abingdon gets ball first, open up the second half. So we're manning the shotgun on third and 23. Brooks the near receiver. Sheffield and Barr to the far side. Barr's all by himself. He gets a screen pass to the 30, 25, to the 20. Find his way down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Ooh. Owen Barr does it again. His third touchdown of the first half. That time just knocking off Wolfpack defenders down the far sideline as a 37-yard Fuchs City touchdown pass from Luke Honecker to Owen Barr now sends the Abingdon lead to 19-0 with 4:35 to play in the first half.
Wow-wee.
Barr had two TDs on the ground already. That time, a touchdown receiving his 11th touchdown of the night, and he has a hat trick this evening. The extra point by Reed. The hold is good this time by Ferguson on the high snap. He's able to get it down, and the kick is up and good. Abingdon's lead is now 20. It's Abingdon 20, Ridgeview nothing. 4:35 to play in the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
.35 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. Abingdon's lead is now 20-0 over Ridgeview. That time, thanks to a 37-yard Fuchs City touchdown pass from Luke Honecker to Owen Barr. Barr now has three touchdowns here in the first half, two on the ground, and now one receiving. He also has two catches on the evening for 75 yards in the touchdown. The Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff from Tobias Reed is coming up. Dill and Baker are deep inside their own 5-yard line. Southwest Insurance Agency will real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Reed with the right foot kick sends this one deep inside the 10. It's going to be caught by Dill at the 7, to the near side of the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Trying to bring up the near left hash across the 25, and he's going to be brought down at the 26-yard line, following about a 19-20-yard return there for the sophomore running back. And that is where Ridgeview gets started on this drive at their own 26-yard line with 4:28 to play here in the first half, but now trailing 20-0.
You got to figure something out here, Jacob, if you're Ridgeview. It's something positive because you've got Ridgeview, Abingdon's got the ball coming out of halftime here. You need to put something, you got to get this ball in the air and connect on something.
Ryan O'Quinn, the junior quarterback, 0-for-6 here in the first half. Ball in the near left hash at the 26-yard line. O'Quinn of the shotgun. Scanlon, the tight end, moves from the left to the right side of the line. Deal the tailback. O'Quinn looks to pass to the right side. Throws a high pass out for Baker. It's way over his head, and it falls incomplete. He's now 0-for-7 as O'Quinn. Second and 10 now for Ridgeview at their own 26-yard line. So second and 10 is they're now going to mark it at the 27-yard line. So it's called second and 10 here for the Wolfpack. Dill, the tailback, standing to his right, and he gets the handoff here on second and 10. He's going to try to fight his way up the field. He's going to get pushed back, though, as they're going to say he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the official spot will be. Looks like differing spots from each side, and they're going to call it a loss of 1 to the 26, bringing up a 3rd and 11. Clock goes inside. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Abington leads it 20 to nothing over Ridgeview. Wolfpack have a 3rd and 11 from their own 26. Dill stands to the right of O'Quinn of the shotgun. One receiver to the near side, trips to the far side. O'Quinn looks to pass. He's got pressure. It's a screen pass up the Dill, and it's way over his head, and it falls incomplete. And now Ryan O'Quinn 0-for-8 here in the first half passing, and Ridgeview will have to punt once again. And that is going to be the, let's see here, at least fourth drive of this first half for Ridgeview that amounts to negative yards. With 3:42 left here in the second quarter, sponsored by Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Ryan O'Quinn will have to punt again, for Ridgeview. Chest high snap, he boots it with the right foot. Owen Bars got it at his own 34-yard line, to the near side 35, to the 40, down the near side on the 45, trying to find his way up the field near midfield, and that's where he's going to be brought down at, following a return of around 16 yards for the Falcons. They'll start off this drive at midfield with 3:29 to play in the first half. Ball in the near right hash. Barr will not be in the game here on offense for Abington. He exits the field as Caden Sheffield comes in. Abington's got two timeouts to work with here with 3:29 left in the half, leading by 20. And as we've said a couple times already, they will get ball first to open up that second half. Ball in the near right hash. They'll have receiver to each side. Brooks to the near right short side. Sheffield to the far left. Long side. It's a handoff there to Tykeneva Thompson.
Oh, wow.
And he's hitting the back. He's going to be brought down at around the 48-yard line for a loss of 2. It'll bring up 2nd and 12. Was that Honecker in there on that tackle?
That was Branson Honecker. His 5th tackle, 2nd for a loss.
That's Thompson's first time being tackled for a loss tonight. He had 3 carries for 25 yards. Now make it 4 for 23. Owen Barr comes in for him. They'll actually only call that a loss of 1. So let's call it 2nd and 11 at the 49-yard line on Abington's side of the field. Clock goes inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. 2 receivers on the far side, Barr and Sheffield. Brooks to the near side. Empty backfield here for Honegger's going to keep it off 2nd and 11. Into Ridgeview territory, across the 45 and down to the 43 for a gain of 8. It'll bring up 3rd and 3 for the Falcons as that clock will tick down inside 2:40 to play in the half.
Alan Mullins on the tackle for the Pack.
Ball in the far left hash. Sheffield exits the game as Hawkins returns for the first time in a while. We saw him exit on defense a little while ago. He's now back in the game. Honecker will be under center. Brooks will move as a receiver from the near right side to the far left side. Barr's the tailback. Game clock's down to 2:15. 3rd and 3. Hand off to Barr to the near side. Down to the 40. To the 35. Cuts inside of the 30. Trying to cut inside again to the 25. 20. 15. To the 10. He stumbles and is finally going to be brought down around the 5-yard line. As Owen Barr does it again, he's all the way down to the 4-yard line of Ridgeview on that gain of what was 39 yards for the Falcons. Oh, but there's a flag.
Yeah, they're going to get them from sportsmanlike conduct.
Owen After
Barr.
The play?
Yeah.
So the play will stand. That was a 39-yard run by Barr. It was going to be a 1st and goal at the Ridgeview 4. But that will now back him up thanks to the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. 2:05 left here in the first half. Abingdon leads it 20-0. They were knocking on the door of punching it in once again, but now it's still a Pepsi first down, but they're now backed up to the 18-yard line of Ridgeview. So they are still, though, in the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone. Honecker will get under center. He'll have Thompson as the running back standing behind him as Barr exits the field. On 1st and 10, handoff Thompson to the left edge, to the 15, trying to bounce around defenders. He's able to work out of an arm tackle, had the back of his jersey. He's able to spin inside the 10, down to the 9, and it's a gain of 9. They'll bring up 2nd and 1.
And we say this wasn't a personal foul. It was unsportsmanlike conduct, so that's 1. He gets one more. He's done for the game.
Clock goes inside 100 seconds left in the first half. Barr returns in for Thompson. 2nd and 1 for Abingdon, the Ridgeview 9. Ball on the far left hash. They work left to right in your radio dial, leading by 20. Honecker under center. Barr the tailback. Brooks the far receiver. Hand off to Barr on 2nd and 1. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Be able to fight his way forward to get to the 8? I think he did. We'll wait for the official spot from the officials to see if it's enough for a first down. They mark it at the 8, and they will say, bring out the chains. Looks like maybe. Yep, they're going to bring out the chains here. The chain gang in the marker already says first down on the far side, but the white hat Robbie Perry tonight will bring out the chains with 1:16 left here in the first half. Owen Barr on the carry. As he's down to the 8-yard line, and that looks like he's got enough for a first down to me. And they're going to stretch out the chains, though. Oh, it may be just a tick short.
Yeah.
Let's see. He'll step in to look at it. And it is inches short, 3rd and inches for Abingdon, just short of the Ridgeview 8.
Inches shy of the first down.
So that clock will continue to tick once they get the chains reset. It'll be 3rd and inches for Abingdon, just short of the Ridgeview 8-yard line where that first down marker is. They lead it by 20, trying to add to it. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Brooks, the far receiver. Honecker, under center. Barr remains the tailback. And Honecker will keep it on the QB sneak. He's got the first down, down to the 7-yard line. And that will be enough for a Pepsi first down and a 1st and goal for the Falcons at the Ridgeview 7 with 1:01 left here and a half, leading by 20, and we're getting ready to add to it.
Falcons just having their way right now.
Clock's down to 50 seconds left in the quarter. 1st and goal for Abingdon at the Ridgeview 7. Ball on the far left hash. Thompson to the tailback. Honecker keeps himself up to the 5. Looks like maybe miscommunication once again. He's able to dive across the 5 down to the 3-yard line for a gain of 4. He'll bring up 2nd and goal at the 3. That clock continues to tick down to 35 seconds. Abingdon's not using a timeout yet. 2nd and goal at the 3. Clock inside 30 seconds. They've got 2 timeouts. Honecker under center. Hand off to Barr, just entered the game. Cuts inside. He's trying to fight towards the goal line. Did he get in? They're waiting for a call, and then he gets an extra push in just to make sure. From 3 yards out, Owen Barr has his 4th touchdown of the first half. This time from 3 yards out for the Food City touchdown. 17.5 seconds to play in the first half. It's now Abingdon 26, Ridgeview nothing. Whew. So Tobias Riedel have the extra point following that 3-yard touchdown run by Barr. His 3rd on the ground, he also has a receiving touchdown. The extra point by Reed is up, and it is good. It's now Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. 17.5 seconds to play in the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation 2nd quarter. And we'll be right back right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Funk Drilling is a 4th-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
.com
17 and a half seconds to play here in the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation. Owen Barr has touchdown number 4 on the evening as Abden now leads Ridgeview 27 to nothing. Following that 50-yard drive that took 8 plays and 3 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock, and they've left Ridgeview pretty much no time to work with their Corey. Yeah. And reminder, contractual obligation.
Yeah.
Abden gets ball first over the second half. Tobias Riddle kicking away here on a Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. The Family Drug Halftime Show is coming up here momentarily. Reed boots away with the right foot. Deals backing up inside of zone 10. He's got it at the 8. Out to the 10. Now the near left hash to the 15 to the 20. Down the near side now to the 25. That's where he's brought down there by Lucas Brooks with 11.2 seconds left here in the first half. Following that Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
And let's get smaller.
Huh?
And let's get smaller.
They changed that one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Used to be Johnson City, now it's
there.
Kingsport.
You go. Oh, okay. It's moved on up.
Yep. They're going to give it to Ridgeview at their own 24-yard line here. 11.2 seconds to play in the half. We'll see what Ridgeview decides to do with it here. Oakland will be under center. It may just be a QB kneel. And it is for the final play of the first half. A first half that Ridgeview will quickly want to forget about. And we'll recap it all on our Family Drug Halftime Show, as we will be back right after this. We're at the half. It is Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. The Family Drug Halftime Show is coming up right after this on 93.5 WAXL.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Don't let the winter blues get you down. Stop by your favorite sports bar in Abingdon, JJ's Restaurant and Sports Bar, for lunch and dinner. Local and domestic beer on tap, custom cocktails, burgers, salads, steaks, and more. JJ's also offers curbside pickup. Call JJ's today at 525-4999 to place your order. And be sure to follow JJ's Restaurant and Sports Bar on Facebook for daily specials.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
Welcome to the Family Drug Halftime Show from Wolfpack Stadium in Rose Ridge, where at the half it's Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing, as the Falcons control the entire first half. As we take a look at your funk drilling stats here at halftime, we'll start off with the Falcons. Their quarterback, Luke Honaker, was 2 out of 4 in the first half for 75 yards and a touchdown. In the rushing department, it was Owen Barr, 10 rushes, 113 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did have a fumble, but 113 yards on the ground in the first half for Barr. Ty Thompson for them had 5 carries for 33 yards. Alex Hawkins had 1 carry for 3 yards. Luke Honecker, 6 carries for 17 yards. Also, 2 catches for Owen Barr because he just needed more stats for 75 yards and a 4th touchdown. He now has, let's see here, 188 total yards in the first half for Owen Barr. Taking a look at the first half stats for Ryan O'Quinn at Ridgeview, he was 0 for 8 in the first half. Never thought I'd see that with Ryan O'Quinn as a quarterback in the first half, but he was 0 for 8. In the rushing department, Jalen Dill had 12 carries for 38 yards. O'Quinn, though, 8 for minus 20. They also called a scandal on the recovery of the fumble, 1 for minus 1. That's 17 total yards of offense in the first half for Ridgeview. They were outgained 241-17 in the first half by the Falcons. An absolute dominating first 24 minutes for Garrett Amberger's Abingdon Falcons as they lead it here 27-0 at intermission. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, West End Pharmacy, JJ's Restaurant, Modern Hardware, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Again, here at the half on the Family Drug Halftime Show, it's Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. Halftime show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Welcome to the Family Drug Halftime Show. We're at the half. It is Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing here at intermission. Let's take a look at the first half drive chart, where it's Abingdon, Ridgeview getting ball first up at the game, throwing 23-yard line. Four plays for them, though, as the punt was dropped by O'Quinn. He tried to throw the pass, and they ended up turning it over on downs. Four plays, minus 1 yard, 1:02 off the clock on that drive. Gave Abingdon the ball at the 22-yard line. 10:53 to play. They're in this that first quarter. One play later, Owen Barr into the end zone for the first time tonight for 22 yards. One play, 22-yard drive, only 7 seconds off the clock. The extra point, though, was no good. That could be important, Corey, as the lead right now is Abingdon 6, Ridgeview nothing. Ridgeview then get the ball back at their own 20, 10:53 to play in the first quarter, another three and out. This time they were able to get the punt off, though. Three plays, another minus 1 yard drive, 2:11 off the clock, and Abingdon gets the ball at the Ridgeview 44 with 8:42 to play in the quarter. This time it took them 5 plays and 44 yards, but Owen Barr punched it in from 16 yards out that time to take 2:37 off the clock and give them the lead 13-0 at that point for the Falcons. Ridgeview then gets the ball back at their own 23, 6 minutes left in the half. Another three and out, though, for the Wolfpack. 3 plays, 5 yards, 1:10 off the clock, and they punted away once again to Abingdon. Abingdon this time, though, at least has to start off on their own side of the field, and it turns into a three and out for them from their own 43. 3 plays, minus 1 yard for the Falcons, 1:21 off the clock, and they have to punt for the first time of the night, leading 13-0. Ridgeview got the ball back there with the Abingdon 45 on a 3-yard punt by Luke Honaker. 3:29 left in the first quarter, but it was another three and out for the Wolfpack. 3 plays, minus 3 yards, 1 minute off the clock. Abingdon get the ball back at their own 20, and it was a nice drive started off there thanks to a Luke Honaker to Owen Barr pass of 38 yards, but Owen Barr then fumbled down in Ridgeview territory inside the 15-yard line, giving the ball back over to the Falcons following a 4-play, 59-yard drive at 1:44 off the clock. Ridgeview got the ball back at 45.7 seconds left in the quarter, and this was the longest drive of the night. 12 plays, 42 yards, but they end up getting pushed back thanks to a penalty and a loss of yards on a sack. And then on another punt, O'Quinn had the ball go off his hands. He got brought down for a loss of 18, and it was a 12-play, 42-yard drive, 5:48 off the clock, but Abingdon didn't get the ball back at the Ridgeview 35. Following all that, 5 plays, 43 yards, Honaker to Barr for 37 yards, and the touchdown. The drive took 2:22 off the clock. They then led 20-0. Ridgeview got the ball back at their own 27, another three and out. They've only had 5 of them tonight in the first half. 59 seconds off the clock, a fourth drive of the night that resulted in minus yards, that time minus 1. Then back over to Abingdon at the 50-yard line. They go 8 plays, 50 yards, 3:12 off the clock. Owen Barr for the 3-yard touchdown puts Abingdon up ahead 27-0 to close out the first half. Again, here at the half in Rose Ridge, it's Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. In the first half, Abingdon had 26 plays, 241 yards, and had the ball for 11 minutes and 23 seconds. Ridgeview had the ball for 29 plays, but only 17 yards, 12:21 off the clock there in the first half for the Wolfpack. You get the half, it's Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. Family Truck Halftime Show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Halftime, 27-0, Abingdon leads it, and that is our first score here as we look across the region. And down there in Norton, it is Lehigh 12, Y Central 7 as it ends at halftime. At John Battle, it is Gate City 19-7 at the halftime over the Trojans. Marion 14, Grundy 8. Castlewood on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD. as it is the vault of Castlewood on top 22-12 there. Graham 31, Pulaski County 17. And a surpriser here, it is Galax 35, Richland 7. Richland somehow still looking for their first win of the season. And Rural Retreat, 27 Northwood, nothing. And just over in the other Commonwealth, it's Virginia High 35, Jenkins, Kentucky 8. And you can get this on the local network somewhere. 18-14, Patrick Henry leads Honeaker. They can turn it on there. Just trying to make friends back here.
Sure.
Last night it was Eastside 28-18. Jacob and I had that here right on 93.5. I can't speak right now.
Right.
Rye Cove 28, Chill Howie 17 last night as well as that. And then George Whiff at the half 28-13 over Fort Chiswell. Cherokee 14-0 over Volunteer. That seems to be a common theme for the Falcons. 14-0 Greenville on top of Northview. Prestonsburg 20, not Central, nothing. It's South Green 14, Granger nothing. Daniel Boone, Dobbins, Bennett. The band's not the advantage right now. They're just tied at 7-all. And that is all. Oh, Pikeville 20. Hazard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then somebody called this game, Jacob, 43-6 Johnson County over Holston. Don't know who did that.
Yeah, I got you.
But at Tazewell last night also, 60-33 over Giles. And the old Okie Doke, well, Chucky Duck got Okie Doke. Unicorn wins 47-45.
In overtime.
Yeah. And then Tennessee High over Ridgeview Southwest Ridge. Who had that one also, boys? And Sullivan East 47-28 last night. Science Hill 48-0 over Daniel Boone. Hampton, Old Hampton, 55-0. That song was played a lot. Happy Valley 45-14. Twin Valley last night had a nice little touchdown there, 47-14. Shelby Valley 58-30. Over East Ridge out there in Lick Creek, Kentucky. Back to you, Jacob.
Thank you, sir, as we are getting set for the second half upcoming here after this next break. It's Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. Second half is coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
You boys are the Family Drunk Halftime Show at Rose Ridge up here in Wolfpack Stadium, where it is Abingdon 27, Ridgeview nothing. Second half action about to get started. And, oh, it's just Abingdon's schedule to get first ball here in the second half, up by 27 points. For the first time tonight, though, we will see Ridgeview kick it off, though, deep to the Falcons with Connor Smith. Deep for the Falcons on the return will be Luke Honaker and Owen Barr standing inside their own 10-yard line. On the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, Real People Answer Their Phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee, as we start off this third quarter, sponsored by Anthem Healthkeepers. Smith steps to it with the right foot and sends us into the second half with Barr grabbing the ball at his own 4-yard line here on the near side of the field of the 10 to the 15. Tries to cut up the near side of the 20. Cuts back inside of the 25, 30. He's done it all tonight to the 40. 45 as we grab near the face mask. No call, and there is the flag now as he's stretched out across the 50 and down to the Ridgeview 49-yard line and tack on some extra yards at the end thanks to the penalty on the face mask. But it was the kicker, Connor Smith, who grabbed him. And it'll be a first down for the Falcons in Ridgeview territory to open up the second half with 11:49 left here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter.
That is an injured insult right there, or insult just to the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I believe this should be marked around the 34-yard line here is where they should be getting the ball to start off this third quarter. And they will mark it at the 34-yard line here on the near right hash. Thank you, sir. Somebody pay me $110. Ball on the near right hash.
20, sir. 120.
Wow. What a nice. And good work if you can find it, folks. Ball here on the near right hash. Honaker under center. Thompson will be the right running back. Brooks is the near right receiver. Doss, Hawkins, and Woods move from right to left. Hand off there to Thompson to the 30. Catch it inside of the 20. Spins it up a tackle to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Thompson. Does he stretch out across the goal line? The referees are trying to catch up to the play, and they'll say he's down inside the one. Down inside the one is the call. Thompson, though, goes 33 yards down to the one-yard line, first and goal on a Pepsi first down for Abbott. And welcome into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, Red Zone.
Hey, I'm just going to tell you right now, just calm down.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. Just a little.
Honaker, under center. Thompson. Hand off. Hit in the backfield, brought back, and he will be shoved back around the 5. They'll mark him down at the 2 for a loss of 1. And he'll bring up 2nd and goal at the 2.
Good little stop right there by the Ridgeview line right there. And then push him back.
2nd and goal at the 2. Ball in the middle of the field.
2nd and goal to go.
Clock goes inside 11 minutes to play here in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Abbott leading it by 27, trying to add to it. Hawkins, Dawson, Woods move from the right to the left. Thompson, the tailback. Honaker under center. Hand off to Thompson, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, the Food City touchdown for Ty Thompson as he's into the end zone for the Falcons. As the sophomore running back, who has over 400 yards rushing on the season, adds another TD to his score as well. And it's now Abbott 33, Ridgeview nothing. We'll see if the Falcons keep the offense on the field. They will. A two-point conversion completed good will set the running clock going here of 10:46 left in the third.
Cool.
Honaker will get under center. Thompson will be the tailback. Brooks, the near receiver. Hands it off to Thompson again. Thompson off the left side and the lead is 35. Abbott now leads Ridgeview 35-0, 10:46 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. As Abbott has the 35-point lead, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXL.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. Call AirServe. We'll put you in your comfort zone.
Abingdon now is 35-0. You're following the kickoff. We'll have the running clock going here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter of 10:46 to play. That drive only taking 3 plays, 34 yards, and 103 off the clock. 3 straight carries for Ty Thompson. He has the 2-yard Food City touchdown and then tacked on the 2-point conversion as well. 35-0 is the lead for the Falcons over the Wolfpack. Tobias Reed will kick it away on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff for the Falcons, where real people answer the phones from Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Reed kicks a short kick to the near left side. Deal will let it bounce to the 20. He grabs it at the 17-yard line at the near side of the 25 and steps out of bounds at the 27-yard line for a return of 10 yards there for the Wolfpack.
No, it's not relevant to it, but Jacob, Dusty Baker and company, one win away from...
They win the night.
The
Astros are the Rangers. They've won the last three.
There we go. And Dusty, we trust thee.
Home teams won every game in that series. Home teams won every game so far in the league championship series in general. First and 10 for Ridgeview at their own 27-yard line. As the clock has started to run here in the third quarter of a 35-point lead for the Falcons. O'Quinn in the shotgun. He looks out to his right side to Baker, and he's got to complete a pass out to the 30. And he works his way up to the 34-yard line for a gain of 6. And that's the first completion of the night for Ryan O'Quinn, that time to Hayden Baker. For a gain of 6, and will bring up 2nd and 4. Clock goes inside. 10 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. O'Quinn will break the huddle. Ridgeview has a bye week coming up next week, followed by a home game on senior night to close out the regular season against Gate City. We'll be here on 93.5 to be excellent for that matchup. O'Quinn hands off the deal here on 2nd and 4, trying to hit the near side edge. He does to the 35 to the 40. Breaks out of tackles in the backfield. He's now across midfield into Abington territory and down to the Falcon 42-yard line. Good run there by Jalen Dill, the sophomore, as they'll mark him down at the 42. Nice run there by him. That's a gain. They'll mark him down now at the 43, I beg your pardon. So let's call that a gain of 17 plus 7. Let's call it 24, Corey.
You do that, bud. No one around up?
No.
You sure?
Well, the referees didn't, so I might as well not either.
There you go.
First and 10 at the Abington 43-yard line. Ball in the near left has to work right to left, and you dial down by 35. O'Quinn looks to his right. He's looking to pass. Looks to his left. O'Quinn's got pressure coming from both sides, and he tosses it into the turf. Deal was in the area. He was also across the line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up 2nd and 10. .835 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Falcons leading it by 35. O'Quinn looks over to the sideline for the call here on 2nd and 10.
Wow.
We brought up what's next for Ridgeview. Abington up next. They host Union next week. We'll have that game on 93.5 to BXM. Then they close out the year on the road at Lehigh on November 3rd. O'Quinn will be in the shotgun here. Dill will stand to his right. Hand off to Jalen Dill down to the 40. Spins inside down to the 37. That's enough for a gain of 6, and it'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Doing a little fact-finding here, Jacob, and you got to go back to September 9th of 2016, the last time Ridgeview was shut out, not only
at
home,
in general. Okay. Ball just inside the 37-yard line, 3rd and 4 here for Ridgeview on Abington's side of the field. O'Quinn has shotgun, but it's a low snap. He's able to grab it, toss down the near side, looking for Hayden Baker inside the 10, battling with Sully Perkins, and it falls incomplete, but a flag is coming in for pass interference on Perkins. And the second flag comes in as well.
And Baker's along the turf, too.
And Baker laying down on his back at the 6-yard line. We'll wait for the calls. You would expect pass interference on Perkins and Abington. Clock stops there. 7:22 left here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Baker being looked at by training staff here on the near side. We'll wait for the call from the white hat. As both teams will walk over to their sidelines. It was a 3rd and 4 for Ridgeview prior to that play that resulted in an incompletion, but pass interference will be the call on Abington, and it'll be a 1st down for the Wolfpack. Baker, though, still being worked on just inside the field of play on the near side. 7:22 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Abington 35, Ridgeview nothing. We'll step out for a break on 93.5 WAXM.
Monster savings all month long at MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. MyTown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more, arriving daily at MyTown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from MyTown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out MyTown online at MyTownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at MyTown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
7:22 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Abingdon leads Ridgeview 35-0. It's now first and 10, though, after a Pepsi first down for Ridgeview down to the Abingdon 22-yard line thanks to the pass interference penalty. First and 10 now for the Wolfpack. Ball in the near left hash. Hand off to Dill. Dill trying to work the left edge. He's got company in the back when he steps out of bounds at the 23-yard line following a loss of one. It'll bring up second and 11. Well, they may get him back to the 22-yard line. They will. They're going to give him no gain, no loss. It was called second and 10. Ball remains, though, there on the near left hash. I think the rain kept away some other fans tonight as well. My goodness.
Well, you can watch it on TV.
It's a pleasure. Hand off over to Dill to the far side, hitting the 20, down the far side. I'm trying to cut inside the 15. He does, working his way towards that first down marker near the 12-yard line. We'll wait for the spot from the far official as the clock continues to tick towards 6 minutes to play here in the third, and they're going to give him the 12. That's enough for a first down with a gain of 10 for Jalen Dill on a Pepsi first down. And Ridgeview's inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone.
First time, right?
Yep. And here on this drive alone, Jalen Dill, 4 carries, 40 yards. They have a first and 10 here at the Abingdon 12-yard line, ball on the far right hash. They trail by 35, but they're driving here on the Falcons, trying to cut down the lead and cut into that running clock. But the play clock is going to get reset here for a moment as it's going to be reset and handed off now to Dill. Dill works his way into the 5, and the ball is loose. The ball is knocked out of his hands at the 3-yard line. Abingdon's going to fall on it, and it's going to go back over to the Falcons inside the 5. Dill was trying to spin his way into the end zone, but it was knocked out of his hands, and the Falcons fall on it at their own 3-yard line to get the ball back for their offense. With 5.5 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, Ridgeview trying to get on the board for the first time tonight, but it's the Abingdon defense causing a turnover.
Wowee. Yeah, that was, we say that forced fumble itself again over there? Number
I
5?
So.
Yeah. I need to get somebody's autograph here. Sir, can I get your... I saw somebody important on there.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I see you. Yeah, player of the week. You mean who does that?
And you know, he's probably selling for $100. Pay off that undergrad.
There he is. First and 10 here for Abingdon at their own 3-yard line. They lead it by 35. It's a handoff here to Barr. Across the 5, he hurdles a couple players that were laying on the ground. He gets across the 10 and up to the 12-yard line for a gain of 9.
Falcons keep the ball on the ground.
Can you hurt them now?
If they're laying on the ground, yes.
Okay, all right.
Not if they're standing upright. Those players were already on the ground. Barr's allowed to step over them.
Okay.
Second and 1 for Abingdon at their own 12-yard line. Ball on the far left hash. Clock down to 4:40 to play here in the third quarter. Honaker under center. Thompson now the tailback in the backfield. Barr exits the game after that carry, his first of the second half. He's up to 122 yards in the game. But Thompson's hitting the backfield. He's going to be brought down for a loss back behind the 10 at the 8-yard line for a loss of 4. It'll bring up 3rd and 5.
Colter Scanlon. Second tackle for loss there.
Clock ticks down towards 4:15 to play in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Third and 5 now for Abingdon from their own 8-yard line. Caden Sheffield running into the game here for the Falcons on the far side. They get into the huddle as the play clock goes inside 15 seconds. Thompson will remain the tailback, but a receiver to each side, Sheffield to the left, Brooks to the near side. Woods is the right side tailback, tight end, I should say. It's a swing pass up to Sheffield, and it falls incomplete, deflected out that way by the Ridgeview defenders, and it falls incomplete, and they'll bring up 4th and 5 for Abbott inside their own 10.
Didn't understand that one. I mean, it doesn't matter to the current sense of the situation.
Sure.
But
one of those just trying to see if you can get maybe 5 yards, maybe see if you can find a little something with the passing game. Now Honecker's 2 for 5 on the night. He'll punt it away from his own end zone here. O'Quinn deep on the return for Ridgeview, standing at his own 42. Honecker able to get this one away with the right foot. It's a short kick to the near right side. He'll bounce at the 25, but take an Abbott and bounce across the 30, roll across the 35, and up to the Abingdon 37-yard line, where it is down by Lucas Brooks of 3:03 left here in this third quarter. So good field position here for Ridgeview, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. And again, any score for them would stop the running clock.
Oh, got another. Got a plastic bag rolling.
I see that. Back
yeah.
around the 40. Or White Hat, Robbie Perry.
There you go, all over it.
There you go.
Oh, no,
he missed it.
Heavens to Betsy.
Come on now.
Oh, Quinn of the shotgun.
He's not teaching his grandson how to play ball.
That's right. Zane will know better. He works his way down to the 35. Working his way down to the 34 on the handoff here to Chase Fuller, Ooh. Who's got a gain of 3 down to the 34. If you're wondering what in the world were you all doing, we don't know either. Robbie Perry was trying, the White Hat tonight, to grab a plastic bag that was flying in the wind here at Rose Ridge on the other side of the field. He tried to step on it. Luckily, it looks like he didn't injure himself because he wasn't able to get the bag either. 2nd and 7 at the 34.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, though, the man's done some good work, though. He's lost 58 pounds in 20-some weeks.
I think he almost lost a few more there.
He's ready, yeah. But he couldn't get that bag.
No.
Got to lose a little bit more, I guess.
I've said that my entire life. I've never been able to find the bag. As O'Quinn hands off to Fuller again, and he's hitting the backfield, this time brought back down to the 38-yard line. That is for a loss of 5.
Yep, and that was Alex Hawkins, 3rd tackle for a loss.
So 3rd and 11 here for Ridgeview at the Abingdon 38-yard line. Clock goes inside 100 seconds to play in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter as they lead it 35-0. Does Abingdon, I should say. O'Quinn will move over to the right side to make sure everybody's understanding what the play call is. On 3rd and 11, O'Quinn will look to pass. O'Quinn looks to his right. He's got pressure. He's looking to pass across the 30. He's got a receiver down on that far side out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 10. It was Coulter Scanlon, the tight end, on the catch. It'll bring up 4th and 1.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter.
Scanlon's first catch of the night for 10 yards. O'Quinn's 2nd completion of the night. He's up to 16 yards passing. It's a 4th and 1 at the Abingdon 28-yard line. Third quarter clock down to 45 seconds. O'Quinn of the shotgun. They need a yard to the 27, but Dwayne Stanley wants a timeout to talk to his team. With 39.2 seconds left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, it's Abingdon 35, Ridgeview nothing, 4th and 1 for the Wolfpack at the Falcon 28 when we return on 93.5 to BXM.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Seconds to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's a 4th and 1 for Ridgeview as they trail Abingdon 35-0. Trying to keep this ball in their hands and trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. They will stop the running clock for the Falcons of the 35-point lead, but a 4th and 1 at the 28, needing a yard. Turnovers down over there going on.
Yeah.
As O'Quinn will be in a shotgun. needing a yard on 4th-and-1 ball in the far right hash. He's going to look to his left for pass. He's got a man at Scanlon inside the 25. Scanlon on the second straight play getting the grab. Down to the 19 for a gain of 9. It's a Pepsi first down for Ridgeview. And they're into the Wells Fargo financial advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone as the clock ticks down towards 20 seconds to play here in the third.
Looks like they'll let this one bleed on down, flip the field, and go to the fourth and final frame here.
That will be the end of the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It is Abingdon 35, Ridgeview nothing. But Wolfpack are in the red zone trying to stop the running clock when we return for the fourth quarter on 93.5 WAXL.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system, service, and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
The debate in the Ridgeview press box tonight is who is faster, Deion Sanders or Daryl Green? The score tonight is Abingdon 35, Ridgeview nothing. We head into the air serve fourth quarter. Stay tuned for the food for the five-star scoreboard show. I'm sure ET will have an opinion on that one tonight as well. First and 10, slow down now, first and 10 at the Abingdon 19-yard line for Ridgeview. They're in the Wells Fargo financial advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone. O'Quinn, he gives it off to the running back who works his way down towards the 6-yard line. They got the Pepsi first down again, and that was Fuller again on the carry for a gain of 13.
In our comfort zone here in the fourth quarter, fourth quarter.
About to be taken out of our comfort zone here in just a moment. There's an injury for the moment. Abingdon has the man laying down there near the 6-yard line. Clock stops of 11:39 to play. It looks like maybe a cramp as they're working on the Abingdon defender.
You don't see
too many cramps in a scenario of where the weather at the moment, as we look at the temperature tonight, there's Steve Kern, look at temperature.
48.
It's 48 degrees.
What's the elevation?
Elevation is, you ask, you shall receive, as the elevation is... I have no idea.
Okay. Anywho,
I don't know which app he looks at.
So, what's your favorite cramp remedy? I got pickle juice, got mustard.
None of the above. I don't
really?
Like any of them. Yeah.
Yo, what do you do? You just walk it out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes
I just scream, and at some point they go away.
That's a good deterrent for a lot of stuff in life.
I agree.
Yeah. There you go.
I agree. The injured Falcon was Ron Lee.
He's good.
11:39 to play here in this air serve fourth quarter. It'll be a first and goal for Ridgeview at the Abingdon 6-yard line.
Yeah, we're just kind of scraping down on the bottom of the.
Well, yeah, because we've had so many close games this year.
We got spoiled last night.
Yeah. That's what last night was. It was spoiling, is what it was. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That's as spoiling as a Hardee's chicken tender. First and goal at the 6, O'Quinn of the shotgun. Hand off to Fuller, 4 to 5. He's going to be hit right there and pushed back by the Falcon defense. They will give him the 5-yard line for the gain of 1 and bring up 2nd and goal at the 5. Fuller hadn't gotten a carry the entire night, but he's gotten 4 carries this drive alone, as he now has 4 carries for 21 yards, as you look at the Funk Drilling stats. Elevation is 2,172 feet.
There we go.
Channel 5 to CYB. Credit Union gets bigger this week on Pick Campaign.
There you go.
Taking the goal at the 5.
Alan Gregory, not in any harm, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
We were supposed to see Alan Gregory tonight. I didn't see him anywhere. Alan, if you're out there, we've got you on the side of a milk cart at the moment. O'Quinn rolling to his right, looking to pass. He'll throw this one away, and he'll bring up 3rd and goal at the 5.
Pass thrown incomplete by the Wolfpack. That'll bring up 3rd down and goal to go.
3rd and goal at the Abingdon 5 for Ryan O'Quinn and Ridgeview. Ball will be in the middle of the field with 10 and a half to play. The clock keeps ticking here at the moment. O'Quinn gets the call in from the sideline. as we're keeping a close eye of what's going on in Glade Spring. Massive matchup in Region 1. We have both catchers on the show this week on Pigskin Picks, Seth Padgett, Patrick Henry, Todd Tiller at Honecker. Todd Tiller, the former head coach here at Ridgeview. Honecker leads Patrick Henry right now, 20-18, about 9 minutes left there in the third. O'Quinn looks to pass on third and goal at the 5. O'Quinn rolls to his right. He's got it. Oh, he should have had a touchdown, but it's off the shoulder pad of his receiver. There's a flag sitting back at the 11-yard line anyways.
I would decline this, wouldn't you?
It would be fourth and goal at the 5. He's looking for Scanlon, I believe, in the end zone, who's already connected with twice on his drive. We'll see what Garrett Amberger decides to do. Would he rather have third and goal from about the 15, or would he have fourth and goal at the 5? It looks like they may say tack it on. They will. They're going to back him up. Maybe staying away from maybe a chance of them trying the field goal to try to cut the lead inside 35.
That's such a Ron Rivera thing, man.
Just saying.
No, it's just.
So bring up now a third and goal for Ridgeview at the 15-yard line.
You know,
clock goes inside 10 minutes to play.
You know how I felt about that.
I know.
You know how I felt about that.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking a question.
Like, you know, like, I don't tiptoe when I go to a buffet. I go in there full force.
Three plates. One underneath the armpit.
There you go.
I got you.
Ain't no armpit either.
Make sure you put some deodorant on. Third and goal at the 15, O'Quinn on the shotgun. Trips to the near side. They're 5 wide. 2 receivers to the far side as well. O'Quinn looks to pass. He looks to his left. Now looks to his right. Left side. He's looking to pass. He's going to the end zone. And does he have a touchdown? He does. Touchdown is complete there for Ridgeview. Their first of the night on the Food City touchdown as he's able to find his receiver on this one for the Wolfpack. That was Chase Fuller, who's been the top running back on this drive, this time catching the touchdown pass on the 15-yard TD. That will stop the clock with 9:23 to play. It's now Abingdon 35, Ridgeview 6. The extra point by Connor Smith on the Food City touchdown is up and good. 9:23 to play. It's now Abingdon 35, Ridgeview 7. As we continue on the Air Serve fourth quarter, right after this on 93.5 WXM.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
9:23 to play here in the Air Serve fourth quarter. It's Abingdon 35. Now Ridgeview 7. The clock comes to a stop. Now we're back to the usual standard clock rules as the score has gotten inside 35 points, with the lead now being 28 for Abingdon. Connor Smith will kick it away here on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. Honecker will grab it at his own 8. To the near side of the 10, to the 15, to the 20, out to the 25, and he's up to the 28-yard line. The flag comes in at the end of the play. We'll see what the call will be as the clock stops with 9:16 to play.
I heard one thing. I heard hit somebody. You don't want to hit somebody because sometimes they can get in trouble, maybe tackle somebody.
Is that the same as I want to dance with somebody?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly, depending on what he's going to do. Now, we do
holding on Abingdon, this thing's going to get brought back to inside the 15-yard line. Or at least inside the 20, I should say. I beg your pardon.
It would be a good song to dance to, you know, especially if somebody's having a wedding, maybe in July. This upcoming year, you know, maybe you can dance that song.
Yeah. I am calling on Ben Thompson to dance to it. Maybe Josh Mancuso.
He's going to be receiving votes for it.
Yeah. Ball in the near left hash at the 16. This is what you get for sitting next to us, McClung. First and 10 here for Abingdon. Ball in the near left hash. Honecker under center. Thompson will be the tailback. Barr, Doss, and Woods move from the left to the right side of the line. Handoff to Thompson. Thompson, the 20 out across the 25, and he's got the first down up to the 28-yard line. Gain of 12, and it's a Pepsi first down for Abingdon.
misdirection once again. Down the field.
It's a Pepsi first down once again. Clock ticks down towards 9 minutes to play here in the air, sir, fourth quarter. Abington leads it by 28 as the clock goes inside 9 minutes to play.
You and I have very different thoughts on the word misdirection.
I want to say something. I didn't say misdirection.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Somebody else.
I didn't heard it. Like, never.
Hand off to Thompson.
Stick the NASCAR.
If he goes off the right side, I know what it's going to be called as. All right, he does so again. Thompson across the 30, released up to the 30 for a gain of two, and he gets twisted around awkwardly there at the end of that play. It's a gain of two, though, and it'll bring up second and eight. Hamburgie and the Falcons taking plenty of their time. Once again, we'll see the Falcons next week at home at Falcon Stadium when Union travels over there for Robio Mountain District Championship game.
Yep.
As we'll keep an eye on what's going on in the Gate City John Battle game tonight as well, because don't forget John Battle only has one loss in district play. Ridgeview looks to be picking up number two tonight here, but on second and eight, it's a handoff to Ty Thompson. Works his way out across the 35 on the far side of the field, up to the 38 near that first down marker. That's a gain of eight if it's enough for a first down, and it is. Gain of eight there for Thompson, and he's got 22 yards on this drive alone. Pepsi first down for Abingdon.
Jacob, I'll tell you something here. You would think when you go to your second string running back that you lose a beat, but they haven't lost a beat at all between changing from Barr to Thompson here. He is just – it looks like a little bowling ball, like a – high school version of Maurice Jones-Drew kind of.
Ooh, I like
compact, yes.
He's splendid is what he is. As Thompson, we saw him score a special teams touchdown against Central a few weeks ago, but this time it's Owen Barr in the game. He goes across the 50. He nearly lost the ball, but able to pin it against his left shoulder pad as he crosses midfield, works his way inside the Ridgeview 40, down to the Wolfpack 39, as Owen Barr on another big gain, that time able to get 23 yards on a Pepsi first down in the Ridgeview territory. But the Wolfpack have an injured defender there at the 39-yard line as trainers and staff run out to the field to check on him. It'll be a first and 10 for Ridgeview, for Abbott at the Ridgeview 39 when we get back to action following the injury timeout here. That was Barr on a 23-yard run down to the 39. Being helped up off the field, the Wolfpack defender is
Dalton Mullins.
Number four, Dalton Mullins, the senior. That was Barr's only second carry in the second half. That one for 23 yards. He's now up to 145 yards rushing on the evening to go for 75 yards receiving and his four touchdowns. 7-11 to play here in this air serve fourth quarter. As Dwayne Stanley, the head coach of the Wolfpack, along with the assistant coach, helping Dalton Mullins off the field for the senior, being injured at the end of that run there by Owen Barr.
Tell you what, Homemaker travels well.
Yeah.
They do. They travel real well.
The Tigers keep an eye on that game there again. They lead it two points over Patrick Henry, 20-18. E.T. Air Tyler Mullins will have all of the scores for you tonight on the five-star scoreboard show coming after this game. I'll be interested to see that Gate City John Battle final score also. Lehigh Central, the other Mountain District class tonight. And don't forget about the game on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD.
There's going to be a lot of very interesting scores around the region.
Thank you. First and 10. Honaker under center. Thompson a tailback. I know what you did. Honaker under center, handoff there to Thompson. Off the left side, down to the 35. Thompson to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Fook City touchdown for Ty Thompson from 39 yards out. To put Abingdon back ahead now 41-7 over Ridgeview with 6:36 to play. We talked about this coming into the game, Corey, that this rivalry's been back and forth.
Does it again now?
And it will continue as Ridgeview won last year. Abingdon wins this time around, as at least unless something crazy happens in the last 6:36. As Tobias will try to stretch the lead back to 35 with the extra point. Ferguson on the hold. They had an issue with that early on in the game. Not this time, though. The kick is good. The lead is 35 once again. It's Abingdon 42. Ridgeview 7, 6:36 to play in the Air Serve fourth quarter, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
With 120 plus yards rushing. Owen Barr has 145 yards on the ground, and now that last 39 yard touchdown run that for Ty Thompson puts Abden ahead 42-7 with 6:36 to play. He has 124 yards on the ground tonight for the sophomore running back. Those two have combined for 269 yards on the ground for the Falcons. And speaking of which, Honaker about to stretch out the lead on Patrick Henry right now in Glade Spring for a long touchdown run. That Mr. Lowe, Aiden Lowe, with the score, as he only had just eight of those or whatever it was last year against Patrick Henry, just trying to pack up his numbers there for Honecker tonight. They take the lead 26-18 over Patrick Henry. Important Region 1D clash, important clash in the Hoagie Higgie. Think that Honecker Royal Retreat game in 2 weeks is going to be important?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe the side of district title may mean much to Honecker when it comes to the points by that juncture, but it will decide a district championship most likely. As the kickoff on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff by Tobias Reed is deep inside the 5. Dill grabs it there at the 3 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20. He's brought down to the 22-yard line. And that clock will continue to run here momentarily once they get the ball set as the lead is back to 35 with 6:20 to play.
Well, they said the ball may be at the 23.
I heard
maybe.
That. I'll give the 23 outright.
There you go. I like your conviction, Tom.
Well, that's something you never have to worry about me, Corey, when I see something. I'm not always right, but I'm always certain, sir.
I heard that.
As that clock does get rolling once again, as it goes inside 6:20 to play here in the Air Serve fourth quarter. 3:37 to play there over in the third in Glade Spring between the Tigers and the Rebels.
It's not SEC. Hold on, Harlan. You can't be doing that.
I can.
No,
I just said what the score is. It's okay.
I'm not updating
on anything that else happened there.
Calm down, Harlan.
That's just like if I saw the score on Twitter. Nothing wrong there, sir. Handoff. This time it's Fuller. Fuller trying to bounce off the left edge of the 25 out to the 30 and up to the 32-yard line for a gain of 9. And it'll bring up 2nd and 1. Fuller on the gain of 9. That's his 5th carry here of the second half. He also has the touchdown catch as he now has 30 yards rushing.
Number 81, Davis Mong. Yeah, Mong.
New QB into the game here on this drive there for Ridgeview as it's going to be number 6 into the game for the Wolfpack. That is Bentley Brockhoff, the sophomore quarterback. Be a handoff once again though to Fuller. Fuller works his way up to the 39 for a Pepsi first down and enough for a gain of 7.
Like everybody's got their backups in now.
Yeah, one of those where you start getting set to move on. As the clock goes inside, 5 minutes to play here in this game. Abedin leading at 42-7. Ball on the far left hash for Ridgeview from their own 39-yard line. Brockhoff in the shotgun. Hand off to Fuller once again. He's hitting the backfield, trying to find his way back to the 39. I think they may give him the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. He'll bring up 2nd and 10. Bye, Andrew. Andrew McClung, News Channel 5, WCYB, exiting the premises of the press box. 4:15 to play here as 42-7. Abedin leads Ridgeview. 2nd and 10 for the Wolfpack from their own 39. Get some counting going on here.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate?
2nd down and 11. Brockhoff in the shotgun. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 receivers to the far side. They're 4 wide right now. Takes the handoff to Fuller. Going to keep it to the near side for Brockhoff. Works his way up to the 45 for a gain of 7. And they're actually maybe going to give him the 46. They are. That's a gain of Let's see, let's call it a gain of 7 anyways. No, let's see, it's right from the official spot. We're going to go 35. Let's call it a gain of 6. Let's make it 3rd and 4. Clock goes inside 3:25 to play. Brockhoff hands off there to Fuller. Fuller trying to work off the edge, and he works his way up to the 48 for a gain of 3, but it'll bring up 4th and 1. Clock goes inside 3 minutes to play. They are happy down there.
They are.
What about my Chloe?
You're Chloe, too. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
4th and 1 at the 48. I'm going to get in trouble. 2:45 to play in the air start 4th quarter. It was sitting there. I couldn't help it for you.
Oh, man.
We both knew where I was going with it, too.
You're queen in the Queen City.
Stop that now. Brockhoff in the shotgun. Stand to the left to be Fuller. Brockhoff trying to roll to his right side. He's up to the 49. He's brought down right there at the 49 near that first down marker. We'll wait for the spot. We'll see if it's a turnover on downs or if it's going to be a first down for Ridgeview. And we're waiting for the spot. They're going to move the ball up across the 49, and that's a first down for the Wolfpack. It's the Pepsi first down.
They'll mark it as a Ridgeview Wolfpack first down.
Oh. What they say, sir?
Oh.
That's a guy that's excited, too. Clock goes inside 2 minutes to play. Ball just short of the 50. 1:50 on the clock here. Ridgeview trailing by 35. Running up the clock on this one with the reserves in. Brockhoff, the sophomore quarterback, hands it off, though, to the Fuller. The tailback to the 40, 35 to the 30 down the far sideline. Will he be caught? No, he will not. Touchdown. 51 yards. As Fuller gets his second Food City touchdown of the second half, one receiving, this time this one on the ground, and it's now Abingdon 42, Ridgeview 13, with 1:35 to play.
How you feeling there, Tammy?
Uh-huh.
How you feeling?
I'm fine.
You good?
Yep.
Okay.
9 rushes, 91 yards now for Chase Fuller, and a touchdown. You go with his 15-yard touchdown catch earlier on this quarter. He's had a nice second half here. We'll see if it can maybe lead to some more playing time for him. Honegger not playing on offense recently for Ridgeview. They'll try the extra point with Connor Smith. Snap, hold, kick, and it is good. It's now Abingdon 42, Ridgeview 14, 1:35 to play on Rose Ridge in the air serve 4th quarter. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
.135 to play in the 4th quarter. It's now 42-14. Abingdon leads over Ridgeview as the Wolfpack cut into the lead. And now, with just 95 seconds remaining, Abingdon may be able to get the ball, but they're after on a few more plays now. Corcus, the clock is stopped thanks to the touchdown there by Fuller.
They have no help here.
Kickoff here will be by Smith.
It'll be a nice drive back to Washington County.
Very nice drive with a nice win and still in the hunt there for a district title for Garrett Amberger's squad as this kick is taken at the 10, to the 20, to the 25, out to the 30, to the 40, 45, out to the 50, into Richmond territory to the 35-30. Going down the near sideline is Ethan Stanley all the way to the house. on a 90-plus yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Abingdon stretches out their lead once again, now 48-14 with 1:21 to play. We've had more touchdowns in the fourth quarter than I expected.
Oh, my gosh. Holy.
My goodness.
Toledo.
As Stanley just getting in the game, taking that kickoff return spot from the quarterback, Luke Honaker, on that near side, and he goes nearly untouched, 90-plus yards to the house. And now an extra point away from sending the lead back to 49-14 and by 35 for Tobias Reed. Oh, they're going to actually have a new kicker in the game here. This is going to be Peyton Molinari, the sophomore kicker. Snap. Hold. Kick. And it is good. Molinari gets it to go for the sophomore. So the lead is back to 35. Abingdon 49. It is Ridgeview 14. 1:21 to play, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WXM.
Here.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, 1:21 to play. It is Abingdon 49, Ridgeview 14 as the touchdowns continue to be scored here, Corey.
Yeah.
And now we have another Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
You know, the most points given up by Ridgeview school, Ridgeview team here at home since they've been in the pack. 49.
How many did they give up in the region title game to Graham last year?
56.
Okay, I thought so.
That game took about 8 hours.
That was at Mitchell Stadium.
Yeah, it took about an hour.
That's also going down with the Ty Joe's Clements show that evening.
Yeah, it was.
Whew, we were there for that one. Heavens to Betsy. I've got a stat for it that I'm not going to say on the air, but I'll give it to you during the break just between you and me.
Okay, all right. I have my people call your people.
Thank you. Reed will kick it away here. With 81 seconds to play, it's bouncing at the 10 to the 5 and rolls out of bounds. So, place the ball at the 35, and after Ridgeview have the ball with 1:21 to play. Waiting for the official spot here, 1:21 to play. For a game that most people would think you want to get home, man, I think most of them are sort of moving a little bit slow here out there on the field at the moment. The clock is finally, though, started the run as the officials were taking their time. 1:05 to play, 49-14. Abingdon leads it. We'll see how many plays Ridgeview's able to get in here. They've got their backup quarterback, Bentley Brockhoff, into the game. It's a handoff. He's hitting the backfield. That's another new running back in there for the Wolfpack. That time on the carry. Trying him to turn around here and show me a number, sir. Number 20, that was Blake Gale, the sophomore. And Gale lost 2 yards, 35 seconds to play. They don't have to run another play if they don't want to. At the play clock is off as well as they'll see if they'll have to run another, if they will run another play, I should say here. Down by 35, clock inside 20 seconds. Abingdon will be moving ahead to 5-3 on the year, 3-1 in the Mountain District, while Ridgeview will drop their second and their last three and fall to 7-2, 3-2. Handoff, though, back to Gale. He's pushed back to the line of scrimmage to the 38, and that is the final play of regulation. Final score of the night at Wolfpack Stadium in Clintwood. It is Ridgeview falling to Abingdon. Final score, Abingdon 49, Ridgeview 14. The Falcons now 5-3 on the year, 3-1 in the Mountain District. Ridgeview 7-2 on the year, 3-2 in the Mountain District. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Don't let the winter blues get you down. Stop by your favorite sports bar in Abingdon, JJ's Restaurant and Sports Bar, for lunch and dinner. Local and domestic beer on tap, custom cocktails, burgers, salads, steaks, and more. JJ's also offers curbside pickup. Call JJ's today at 525-4999 to place your order. And be sure to follow JJ's Restaurant and Sports Bar on Facebook for daily specials.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
Are you looking for a bank? Wouldn't it be nice to have the friendly, confidential service of a community bank and be on the cutting edge of banking technology? Well, now you can have both. Farmers and Miners Bank prides itself on providing a hometown community banking experience while offering an exceptional mobile banking product to ensure that you have access to banking anytime and anywhere. Stop by Farmers and Miners Bank for all your banking needs and be sure to ask about our mobile banking product. Farmers and Miners Bank, member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, and an equal housing lender.
Final score tonight from Rose Ridge. Final score again is Abingdon 49, Ridgeview 14. Falcons move to 5-3 on the year. 3-1 in the Mountain District. Ridgeview drops to 7-2. 3-2 in the Mountain District. Couple looks at some final stats. Owen Barr tonight for Abingdon. 12 carries, 145 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did have a fumble. We can't all be perfect.
No.
And Barr also had 2 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown. So he had tonight, Corey, 220 total yards of offense and 4 touchdowns for Abbott on 14 touches. Ty Thompson also had 13 carries for 124 yards and a touchdown for him as well. Luke Honecker, the quarterback, 2 out of 5, 75 yards and a score. For Ridgeview, their quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn, 4 out of 14, 40 yards and a touchdown. Fuller ended the game with 9 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. He also had a touchdown catch. Dill had 17 carries for 78 yards and a fumble. Ridgeview certainly picked up a lot more yards in the second half than they did in the first. Final score, though, again tonight, Corey, as we take a look through the Funk Drilling stats. Abingdon 49, Ridgeview 14. Final thoughts.
What in the world happened?
Didn't see this one coming.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming. Maybe you thought it would be a little bit more competitive,
yeah.
But from start to finish, Abingdon came out. And they played some of the best ball that we've probably seen out of a team not named Union or Ridgeview this season. So they went out there, ball. They came and take it. They took it from them. The biggest margin of victory in this series, the most points given up here at home for Ridgeview against an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness you get an opportunity to have a bye week if you're Ridgeview, and you get Gate City for senior night at the end of the season. And then now for Abingdon, it's all about family business and trying to wind up, because a lot of people, us included, we didn't have them in this discussion for the district championship, and now they're going to play it down there in Washington County at the county seat next week against Union.
And the fact of the matter was, they came off a 5-6 year last year, and then they come out and lose the John Battle in week one. They were left for dead. Garrett Amberger's squad responded nicely. They've now won 5 of their last 6 games, 3 straight for them. They're 5-3, 3-1 in the Mountain District. As Corey said, they host Union next Friday night. We'll be there for the Falcon Stadium in Abingdon for that one. Then they'll close up the season on the road at Lehigh. Ridgeview goes into a bye week, and then we'll be back here in 2 Friday nights on November 3rd for senior night when Gate City comes to town. We'll have it here for you on WAXM as well. So a lot to get to tonight on the 5-Star Scoreboard Show. ET will have it coming up here in just a few moments. A couple of other notes just to remind you of. Again, next Friday night, Union at Abingdon, pregame 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on 93.5 WAXM at Falcon Stadium between the Bears and the Falcons. Mountain District Championship on the line there for both of those teams. Also, next Thursday night, Pigskin Picks, as always, with myself, Corey Sanchez, and Zach Helton, and certainly our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, and who knows who else. I would expect we'll have Travis Turner and Garrett Amberg on the show next week.
We'll see
if maybe we'll get some other guys on there as well to preview some big games. In the penultimate week of the regular season, we may also head into Tennessee because a couple of big games in the final week of the regular season over in the Northeast Tennessee line. How about Elizabeth and Greenville next Friday night? Dobbins Bennett Science Hill next Friday night as well. Hampton and South Greene. A lot of games we're going to be picking next week. We'll see who all we'll be talking to next week as well on Pigskin Picks. That's a 5 o'clock, an 8 o'clock airing on Thursday night, our usual live airing. Our re-air next Friday will be a little bit different unless the schedule changes. We have a remote set at around 3 o'clock, so we'll actually have the re-air beginning at 6 next Friday. We'll probably just re-air our pick segment on Friday evening prior to our game at Abbott and there between the Bears and the Falcons. Also next Friday night on Sister Station 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, J.I. Burton heads down to Rycove to take on the Eagles in the Cumberland District. That's a pregame of 6:45, kickoff at 7 for Aaron Collier on the call over on 92.5 and 1220 WLSD. Tomorrow right here on 93.5 WXM, UVA Wise looks for their first win of the Wild. They're 1-6, but they need a good win in conference play. Will they get to face 0-7 Erskine? Pre-game's at 1:30, kickoff at 2 o'clock right here on 93.5 WAXM for the Cavaliers and the fleet from Carl Smith Stadium in Wise. I believe I've touched on everything, Corey. We will talk to you again next week, sir.
Yes, sir.
Coming up next, E.T. Eric Tyler Mullins with the 5-star scoreboard show. We do need to thank our sponsors one final time tonight, though, as it's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, no excuses tonight, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, West End Pharmacy, JJ's Restaurant, Modern Hardware, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Thanks to all of our sponsors this evening for sponsoring our broadcast here from Wolfpack Stadium. Final score again tonight, Abingdon 49, Ridgeview 14. Falcons now 5-3 on the year, 3-1 in the Mountain District. Ridgeview falls to 7-2, 3-2 in the Mountain District there for the Wolfpack. We'll talk to you next Friday night from Falcon Stadium in Abingdon when they play host to the Union Bears right here on 93.5 WAXM.